Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It was October 7, 2001, when President Bush told us,
"On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan."
9 years to the day later, with us still in an all-out war, a push for peace. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
Dave, and that push today taking the form of a peace council. Inaugurating it in Kabul, President Karzai today urged Taliban leaders to come and talk and give Afghanistan hope of a different future. Officially, the Taliban will not negotiate until foreign troops quit the country, but Afghan officials say they have had some contacts already. Meanwhile, today, NATO reporting a raid and an airstrike which killed 8, including what the alliance calls a senior Taliban commander. Dave?
Alistair, in the push for peace in the Middle East, a U.S. official says Israel's prime minister could cut a deal to keep talks with the Palestinians from collapsing. At issue, the controversial Jewish settlement building on the West Bank. Registered sex offenders untracked all across the country.
For about 12 hours, 49 states were left blind to the whereabouts of 16,000 sex offenders, parolees, and others being tracked with electronic monitors made by Colorado-based BI Incorporated.
When its system hit its capacity and couldn't notify states, a problem since resolved, but Fox News Radio's Lisa Brady adds,
BI says its tracking devices were still recording movement, states just couldn't view the information, and that none of the people being tracked knew there was any problem.
Days after a Rutgers student, Tyler Clementi, killed himself after a gay encounter was secretly broadcast online, New Jersey Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg wants a new law requiring colleges to adopt anti-bullying policies.
I told his mom that whatever we could do to help commemorate that young life, to apply honor to his being, that I want to do.
Two students are charged with invasion of privacy in that case. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it. That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No wonder Money Magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items. Shop at Jared in October and get a free ceramic cupcake jewelry box with Susan G. Komen pink ribbon sprinkles with a Pandora purchase of $150. Or receive the jewelry box and an apron with the purchase of $250.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At CC's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless CC's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to CC's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Heard the news? Something big's going on at WC Tractor in Bryan, Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota. Comes around this time every year. Yup, Value Bonanza. Start with 0% financing for up to 72 months. Rather have cash back? Done. It's your choice. Sell the equipment. Take your pick of major New Holland hay and forage equipment and select New Holland tractors. From Boomer Compacts up to the T5000. They're all farm-raised and ready to work alongside of you. Get into WC Tractor in Bryan, Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota before November 13th and take advantage of all the savings. Value Bonanza. That's something big.
Purchase select Hunter Douglas Duet Arcatella Honeycomb Shades from Holly's Window Fashions and Interiors now through December 31st, and you may qualify for a federal tax credit of up to $1,500. Act before December 15th, and you'll also get a $25 mail-in rebate per shade. Insulating Duet Arcatella Shades can even help lower your heating and cooling bills. See store for rebate and tax credit details. Don't delay. Visit Holly's Window Fashions and Interiors at 4091 State Highway 6 South in College Station today.
Imagine the media with no conservatives allowed. That's what we have before Rush. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Large high-pressure system stretching across Texas through the Gulf Coast and into the Carolinas. It's going to be responsible for all the sun that we've got in the forecast for today. Our high is going to be anywhere from 85 to 90 degrees. We're clear tonight. Lows will drop down to about 55. Sunny weather in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs are probably going to be 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 60. Sunshine Saturday. Temperatures are going to be 85 to 90 Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:06, 54 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today of about 85. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Navasota residents of all ages are dealing with the apparent suicide of a high school student. Grimes County investigators say at this time there's no evidence of foul play in the death of 16-year-old Callie Knutzler. Sheriff Don Sal told our partner station, Navasota News 1550, they were called to the home just before 6:30 Wednesday morning.
Our units met with two Navasota PD units and advised there was a 16-year-old female that had been shot. At about 6:34, the medics arrived from St. Joe's and began treating the individual who had a one gunshot wound to the abdomen area.
The Navasota High School junior was a cheerleader among other activities. An autopsy has been ordered. Funeral arrangements are pending. A Bryan school bus picking up students Wednesday morning was hit by a passing pickup on Leonard Road at Linda Lane. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says 20 students were on board, mostly headed to Mary Branch Elementary School.
We had about three students who suffered some minor injuries and were transported, and they're all doing fine now. We had parents and transportation officials who were able to pick up the children. We had a bus came and transfer bus and came and transferred kids to school. And when the students who were released by EMS at the scene got to school, they were checked by the school nurse and parents were called so that if parents wanted to take them to their family doctor, they could do that.
The bus driver was not injured. State troopers are investigating. There are new developments in the searches for two top positions at Texas A&M. One involves the provost and executive vice president for academic affairs.
Probably the second-ranking position in the university, the person that sets direction in a lot of important areas, and we're excited to see what the search committee, the names that they will forward to the president. At some point when they identify, I'm not sure what the number might be because every search committee does it a little differently, of the candidates that they may want to bring to campus. They'll, kind of give us an update as a university community about where they are in the process.
University spokeswoman Sherilyn Carroll says a professional search firm and search committee are being used. Members of the search committee said Wednesday they will narrow the applicant pool next month, but the committee also invited more nominations. The goal is to submit finalists to A&M President Bowen Lofton early in the spring. Lofton also recently announced the names of the search committee that will consider candidates for A&M's next vice president of administration. Carroll says there are no changes in job duties there. The target appointment date, according to the job description, is January 1st. You can hear more comments and find links to university webpages by going to our website, WTAW.com. 17th Congressional District candidates Chad Edwards and Bill Flores will be in Bryan later this month for a debate forum. The event is Monday, October 25th, starting at 6 p.m. at Briarcrest Country Club. You can send your questions for the candidates by emailing question@WTAW.com. You can hear the debate live here on WTAW and online at WTAW.com. Get ready for strong debate over immigration and border security when the Texas legislature convenes in January. Chuck Schechner has details.
The arguments haven't changed, even as the border violence increases. Republican Representative Kelly Hancock thinks Washington isn't doing enough.
So we need the federal government to recognize what's going on in Mexico and assist us with making sure that we've got the appropriate support from them in order to secure those borders.
He's not sure if Texas should follow the example of Arizona in imposing tough restrictions. Democrat Lon Burnham emphatically opposes such a move. He says it's an issue of economics.
There's an economic crisis south of the Rio Grande River, which encourages people to migrate where they can survive.
The U.S. Supreme Court will review the Arizona immigration law. Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
And the second largest gathering of scouts in its 100-year history takes place this weekend at Texas World Speedway south of College Station. 22,000 have registered so far for a scouting jamboree hosted by the Sam Houston Area Council. Easterwood Airport Manager John Happ, who chairs the council's Arrow Moon District, says more volunteers are being recruited.
We're getting volunteers from all over that have volunteered to come help. Certainly, if you're a past Eagle Scout, or the only thing we require is that you be registered as a scout, and that's easy to do online with Arrow Moon. Whether you're a supervisor or scout leader, or you just want to participate, you can sign up as long as you fill out the paperwork. We'd love to have you come and volunteer.
A link to the Shack Jam website can be found by going to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 54 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
High pressure stretches from Texas all the way to the Carolinas. This weather system is going to continue to give us good weather. Also looks like this weather system is going to continue to give us some warmer temperatures. Abundant sunshine for today. We're going to be 85 to 90 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be down to about 55. We have sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs 85 to 90. Tomorrow night skies are going to be clear. Lows will drop down to about 60 degrees. Saturday we'll see sunshine, a high of 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there was a triple header of baseball playoffs yesterday and some pretty interesting games. Ranger fans are happy as the Rangers win and they get the home field advantage back in that ALC divisional series.
Yeah,
but then after that, how about only the second no-hitter in the history of postseason baseball? Roy Halladay did it for the Phillies, and then the Yankees won last night. So we will talk about playoff baseball for sure as the Rangers try to take a 2-0 lead today. We'll talk some Aggie football, and Randy Moss is indeed back a Minnesota Viking. Got that and more coming up in sports. Yeah.
Scott, you can bust that jersey out again.
There you go.
Yeah, because, you know, he's in my fantasy football team.
How's your team doing, Scott?
They're great.
Have they been winning some games?
Yeah, bit lots of score. Yeah. Great. Been wonderful.
I know you were nervous because the Texans running back had to sit out the first quarter. So what's his name again, Scott?
Yeah.
Now it's already Thursday, Scott. Have you made your position switches and all of that?
Freddie Adu, and that is he's a soccer
player.
He
plays the other football.
Oh, that's right. Thank you very much. Yeah.
You know, I was at a fantasy league once.
Are
you? The reason I lost, I forgot to pay attention to what teams were idle. And I kept having players in there that weren't even playing.
Yeah, that could be tough.
It really is. They don't score many points that way.
Well, yeah. I didn't do any better than you or worse than you did. All right, after being pulled over for the alleged drunk driving in Chicago, Cheryl Urzadowski, what a great name.
Love that movie, The Big Urzadowski.
Yep. She walked just... As on the other day, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, I watched it. I watched it. The dude abides.
I'm telling you.
And I happened to turn it on. Okay, we're going to,
Yes, we are.
Just a moment.
Yep, we are.
I happened to turn it on at the beachside coffee can of Ash's funeral scene.
Oh, outstanding.
I mean, that's just some of the best. That's just some of the best film has to offer right there. Why does everything have to be such a travesty with you?
Yep. I want to know how much weight he gained just having to drink that much milk during the show. And Steve Buscemi's in it, you know, who has like three lines of dialogue.
Well, he's the guy who dies.
Right?
I mean, Donnie dies. Shut up, Donnie. You're out of your element.
Fighting in the parking lot of the bowling alley. Oh, it's outstanding. Anyway, all right, so Cheryl gets pulled over, walked a straight line for police. Then, according to the police report, she walked up and down the line with hands on her hips, three additional times, kind of like a model.
Oh, she did the catwalk thing.
She figures, well, I've got their attention. That was after police said no thanks for her offer to perform a gymnastics routine.
Oh, this story has everything.
Oh, it's even better then. When told she was under arrest, why? She walked the line. She did the model thing. She's offered to do that.
Too sexy for my love. Yeah. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Yeah.
Take it, baby.
But it's not Tuesday.
That's okay.
Just for a second. Yeah.
We're making up for it.
There are people laying there in bed going, oh,
oh my God.
Oh, reach
it's
for the
time
button.
To exercise.
That's right. It was after that then that Cheryl demanded that the officer.
Too sexy for my shirt. Shirt's so sexy, it hurts.
Who is that, by the way?
That's right, said Fred. Thank you very much.
Of course it is. Anyway, when told she was under arrest, Cheryl demanded that the officer read her Amanda rights.
It's gonna be a good day.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love it.
You bet.
Her Amanda rights.
We're gonna have a great time together.
All right.
Info.
Mason.
She sounds like she needs more than her 15 minutes worth of fame.
Yeah.
This lady rocks. We got to check TMZ to see if they got a booking photo on her.
Smoking gun.
Yeah.
October is Toyota Truck Month. A solid month of Toyota truck savings going on exclusively at a Toyota dealer near you. Save now on a huge selection of Toyota trucks. Tundras, Tacomas, double cabs. You'll find great incentives on all models, including special editions. It's the biggest truck event of the year. But you better hurry, because Truck Month will be gone before you know it. Toyota Truck Month, on now. Now's a great time to get the tough Toyota truck you've been wanting. Pocket $3,000 cash back on all new 2010 Tundras. Or choose rock bottom zero APR for a full 60 months. You'll save over $6,000 in finance charges. See your Toyota dealer or visit buyatoyota.com.
Cashback through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.64% versus 0% with $34,000 financed. Typical amount for a new 2010 Tundra Crewmax. See dealer or call 1-800-799-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 11-1-2010.
Of course, y'all didn't know how to spell her name, but she's all over the web. She is everywhere.
Really?
She's got a Facebook page.
Oh, really?
Yes, she does. And I mean, Weekly Vice, they've got stories about the Chicago NBC affiliates, got a story about how sobriety test turns into a runway walk. I mean, yeah.
See, and you doubted me when I fired up the right said Fred.
No, that's just outstanding. Cheryl is somewhat of a celebrity, I guess, there in the Chicagoland area now. And see, that's what I mean. Now, that lady needs to be in parties somewhere. She needs to be... You know, showing up on the morning television shows there in Chicago. Maybe Opa could. Isn't Opa, Opa does her show in Chicago. She could have.
I think Opa's probably booked till it's over.
Well,
yeah, probably so. She's calling it in.
Well, yeah. Let's see. Nah, I was hoping for some video, but apparently not. Not there. All right. Anyhow, all right. Here we go. It's 6:19.
October the 7th. It is. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. The oldest person I got is from The View, co-host Joy Behar, who has her own show now, who is ultra liberal.
That's the oldest person you have on this list?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No way. I'm sorry. List one. That's okay. She's 68.
Yeah.
Even older than Joy Behar.
Joy Behar.
Yeah,
him, them too.
Yeah.
J-Boy.
J-Boy. Is Bishop Desmond Tutu.
Tutu and Behar.
Yeah.
Hey, what
now, there's
a
your morning show
firm.
Right there.
Yeah, that would be good.
Mornings with Tutu and Behar. Weekdays at 6.
Yeah. Tutu is 79 years old. John Cougar Mellencamp. You know, he sings the little ditty about Jack and Diane.
He does, matter of fact.
Yeah, and that center field song and all that.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fogarty.
That's
John
Fogarty.
You know, I get those two mixed up.
Why?
And they went on tour together not long ago.
Did they? Okay.
I don't know why I do. But
so
anyway.
you'd be screaming for the wrong song.
Exactly. Yeah, he'd be looking at me like I.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Play
yeah. You're the wrong
down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse
what?
Me. I do like the little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Yeah.
His music, I mean, that's just middle America music.
I think even more so than Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's made a comeback of sorts. I mean, he's on.
Well, he changed his name.
He's on tour. Yeah, he's now just John Mellencamp now.
Well, he's Johnny Cougar when he first started.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now he's 59 years old today.
I fight authority. Authority always wins.
The authority song.
Yeah.
Pooty Poot is 58 years old today. Vladimir.
Got a story about Pooty Poot later.
You do?
A little birthday story.
Little birthday story?
Yeah, matter of fact, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
A couple of guys who have been here. Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo.
Mr. Ma.
Yo Ma Ma. Uh-huh.
His middle name is Yo. Uh-huh. So is his first name.
Sure.
Be Yo-Yo Ma. He can play that big fiddle. He's 55 years old today. And Michael W. Smith, the popular Christian singer. He's been here. Saw him, as a matter of fact. He's 53 years old today. Simon Cowell.
See, now, I thought you were going to say Oliver North.
Oh, I see. I have two lists, and he's not on either
one.
Oh,
well, he's
today's his birthday.
67, and he's been here.
Oh, yes,
Tom,
he
you
has.
And I met him.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Together.
Shook his hand.
Yeah.
Michael W. Smith, I told you, is 53. Simon Cowell, formerly of American Idol. Man's got lots of money. He's 51 years old. Tony Braxton is 42 years old today. And, another American Idol person, the winner of season 5, Taylor Hicks. The young man from, where is he from, Alabama?
Yeah.
I believe.
Oh, who knows?
Yeah.
He just did that Ford commercial until we all got sick of it.
Yeah, and then we haven't seen him since, right? Yeah.
Well, Taylor was at the Eat the Beat concert series, as a matter of fact.
Of course.
There you go.
That'd be at the Disney Resort.
He's a 34. Drummer.
He's pretty much been the most miserable American Idol failure.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he has failed worse than just about the rest of them put together.
Yeah. Probably so.
See, and... I bought you a Taylor Hicks shirt for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you.
I got to send that back.
There you go.
Yeah.
Christopher Norris, the actor, is from Trapper John, M.D., is a 57. Tico Torres is the drummer of Bon Jovi.
Told you.
There you go. He's 57 years old today, and I guess that's all I got.
All right.
I said Tony Braxton, I believe, 43.
Yep. Did you say Bobby Brown?
No.
Spokesmodel winner for Star Search? We all remember?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we remember? Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I mean, I really did, since I did, you know, break pancakes with him at the IHOP in Lubbock, that today would have been Andy Devine's 105th birthday. Since, I mean, I ate pancakes with the guy in Lubbock.
Well, I never figured him to live to 105 anyway. So.
No.
He's up at dawn checking on the cattle. Then he's off to Giddings, where he makes a living as a country lawyer, except on days when he's representing us in Austin. He's Tim Kleinschmidt, our state representative. Tim Kleinschmidt has lived in our district all of his life. His father was superintendent of Lexington Schools, his mother a teacher. That's why Tim Kleinschmidt supported a teacher pay raise his first session, and he wants to put more money in the classroom. Tim Kleinschmidt is focused on creating jobs. He cut taxes for small businesses, and he helped stop the Trans-Texas Corridor.
I'm Tim Kleinschmidt. I'm working to create jobs, protect property rights, improve schools, and control taxes. District 17 is my home, and I want our quality of life to remain the best in Texas for my children and yours.
Working for us. Tim Kleinschmidt for State Representative. Political ad paid for the Tim Kleinschmidt campaign.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, three crazy radical liberals that know that their agenda is on the verge of being defeated. You got Lawrence O'Donnell, Oliver Stone, and Stephanie Miller all losing it and becoming unhinged.
As the first congressional election during his party chairmanship approaches, Michael Steele is dancing as fast as he can while never losing sight of his real master and paycheck provider, the Republican National Committee.
Could you see making a movie about Sarah Palin?
It's a bad idea, but she's a moron in my opinion.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch? Well, I'm not a witch at all, Ed. I think that we should throw her in a dunk tank and make sure she doesn't float.
Let not their hearts be troubled. After Election Day, we'll have a special Dr. Hannity to help them regain their consciousness.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Okay, let's see. Feast with royalty. Check. Throwback a cold one. Check.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Eat a steaming hot turkey leg. Check.
Oh, you're checking your to-do list for the Texas Renaissance Festival. Hey, don't forget Dancing with a Merry Maiden. I'm going to have to wash my tights.
Check off your to-do list at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Journey to a magical world of wonder. Behold new adventures, exotic foods, unique shopping, and endless entertainment. Enjoy 8 themed weekends, October 9th through November 28th. Get tickets online at texrenfest.com.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, good morning. It's 627. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. 85 for a high temperature today. Probably keep that going on for Friday and Saturday. Maybe a tad bit warmer on Sunday with a high of 87. Low each night around 50. And we get around to about 60 for our lows on Sunday night. Still pretty pleasant. And a little bitty chance of showers on Sunday night and going on into Monday. Don't forget Monday is Columbus Day. And humidity 74%. We've got fair skies. It's 52.
Feeling all right, yes, I'm cruising tonight. Just left the Wolf Creek car wash, I'm ready to ride. A detail and wash, and yes, an oil change too. A real friendly staff that will satisfy you. Don't need a lot of money, don't take a lot of time. Looking good when you drive. Wolf Creek car wash and oil change. Drive in dirty, drive away clean.
People worry that the internet is having a negative effect on our lives. But they said the same thing about radio, the telephone, even the train. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior. But for some reason, you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how The Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that The Total Transformation program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870. That's 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870.
Computer and internet technology has a lot of people worried about what it's doing to our children and our society in general.
Well, I think there's been a lot of negative press and a lot of negative books saying that the internet is bad for us and that it's ruining our brains, and I just didn't buy it.
Nick Bilton, author of the book I Live in the Future, Here's How It Works, says people have worried about new technology every time it's been introduced.
When the train first came out, scientists in the 1800s believed that if we traveled on a train over 20 miles an hour, that our bones could explode. The New York Times article about radio and about the telephone said that people would never leave their house again and they would never communicate with each other and that it was going to destroy society and so on. And I think we're kind of going through the same kind of fear experience right now.
The internet has definitely changed the speed at which we get information and the type of information we want to get.
Recently, Steve Jobs stood up on stage and talked about the new Apple TV. He said that consumers want professional content. They want Hollywood professional media. They don't want amateur hour. But the numbers all say the complete opposite. People want to be able to watch video clips that their friends have uploaded to Facebook, and along with the mainstream content, too. And they also want access instantaneously.
Nick Bilton is confident that all the worry and concern about the internet will soon fade.
It's kind of analogous to electricity. You know, when it first entered the world, it was a huge disruption. And now we don't think about the fact that we flick on that light switch and the light comes on. And the same thing's going to happen with the internet.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
I've met a lot of children who are going through a lot. They really don't know what the next day is going to be like, and it's tough.
This is NFL and former UT quarterback Colt McCoy talking about his support of the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White.
It reminds me of what my family went through when I was a kid. And my brother was really sick, and we spent a lot of time in hospitals. That's why I decided to support the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. It's really important for people around here to have a place that's the best of the best. Scott & White is a nonprofit, and your donation will help fund life-saving equipment and research for new cures. Join me in supporting the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. I hope that together we'll make a difference in thousands of children's lives.
Call 1-877-511-COLT or visit sw.org/hope today to make a donation.
Thank you.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 53 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 85. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryant. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Navasota High School student is dead of an apparent suicide. Grimes County Sheriff Don Sowell told our partner station, Navasota News 1550, that deputies were called to a home by police just before 6:30 Wednesday morning, where they found the 16-year-old had been shot in the abdomen area.
She was immediately transported to the College Station Medical Center, CPR in progress, and investigators were summoned out to the scene. Sheriff's investigator was called out there to the scene at Choctaw, and also an investigator was sent to the College Station Medical Center. We were notified at 7:16 this morning by a physician on duty at the medical center emergency room that the individual had succumbed to her wounds and passed away.
The sheriff identified the victim as Callie Nutzler. The Navasota High School junior was a cheerleader, among other activities. An autopsy will be done in Austin. The investigation at this point does not indicate any evidence of foul play. Funeral arrangements are pending. A crashing start Wednesday morning for 20 Bryan school students and their bus driver. That's after their bus was struck by a passing pickup on Leonard Road at Linda Lane. All students on board were checked out by emergency medical personnel. Three students were transported from the scene for minor injuries. The remaining students were checked out by the school nurse. And Bryan ISD Sandy Ferris says parents were still able to pick up their kids to be seen by family doctors.
Most of these were elementary age. They were from Branch Elementary. There were a few from Jane Long on board. And since the bus had not completed its route, that's why there were only about 20 students on board. We were lucky that we didn't have any more injuries than we did and that they weren't serious. From what I understand, the truck that hit the bus was totaled.
The bus driver was not injured. State troopers are investigating. Other than a name change, the job remains the same as the search begins to fill a top administrative vacancy at Texas A&M.
It was Senior Vice President for Administration. The title is now Vice President for Administration. Dr. Lofton made that decision. I think he felt like it better reflected the duties of the position. And it's not unusual for position titles to change, but the successful individual who we hire in that position will, again, be responsible for pretty much similar duties as the person who was in the position before.
That's University spokeswoman Sherilyn Carroll, as a search committee was recently announced. According to the job description, the target appointment date is January 1st. Early in the spring semester, another search committee hopes to submit to the president the finalists for provost and executive vice president for academic affairs. The search committee on Wednesday announced it would narrow the applicant pool next month, but also encouraged more nominations. A professional search firm was also hired to assist. Republican challenger Bill Flores and Democrat Congressman Chet Edwards are holding a debate in Bryan. The congressional candidates have scheduled an event at Briarcrest Country Club the evening of Monday, October 25th, starting at 6. You can hear the event live here on WTAW and online at WTAW.com. You can submit your questions for the candidates by emailing question@WTAW.com. It's less than 30 days until the midterm elections, and Republicans are looking to pick up enough seats to take control of the House. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern looks at what it would take for a Republican resurgence.
The magic number for control of the House is 218. To get there, Republican leader John Boehner's party must pick up 39 seats now held by Democrats.
If we're serious about confronting the challenges that lie ahead for our nation, I think the current structure is inadequate.
Tasked with keeping Nancy Pelosi in the Speaker's office is Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman Chris Van Hollen.
The measures that were taken by the Speaker in this House represented dramatic change from before.
The question for voters is if that change was for the better or the worse. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
And Shack Jam is coming to the Texas Motor Speedway this weekend. It's not a rock concert. It's the second largest gathering of scouts in its 100-year history.
Scouts love to camp out, and a jamboree is a chance for different scout units to get together and come together and camp out, and they work on their merit badges. There's going to be over 200 different functions for these kids to participate in the next 3 days. So there's a lot going on out there. There's a flyby planned. We've got a lot of airplanes arriving here Saturday that are going to do a flyby. There's supposed to be a big rocket launch at 1 o'clock on Saturday where be the set of record of the most rockets launched at one time.
Easterwood Airport Manager John Happ chairs the Arrowmoon District, which is now part of SHAC. That's the Sam Houston Area Council. You can learn more about the Friday through Sunday gathering by going to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 53 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
I'm Kathy Glass, Libertarian for Texas Governor, the only one in this race who will defend our border using our own Texas State Guard. Not the National Guard, which can be nationalized, but the State Guard, which is completely under the control of the governor. If you want a secure border, I'm not just another choice for governor, I'm your only choice. Oh, our current governor talks and talks about the border, begging Washington to act. But Texans don't settle for talk, and they certainly don't beg. Texans act. If you're thinking of voting for Rick Perry, again, you know you're voting for the man you wish he were, not the man he really is. And that is a wasted vote. Don't waste your vote. Vote for the only person who will act decisively to secure our border. Vote for Kathy Glass.
Hear Kathy Glass tonight at the Bryan American Legion Hall on Waco Street. Social at 6 p.m., speech at 7.
KathyForGov.com.
Kathy, K-A-T-H-I-E. Political ad paid for by Kathy Glass.
Hunting for the perfect buck can take hours, but hunting for the right John Deere Gator at Sioux Falls Raider is easy. The all-new Gators come jam-packed with exciting new features, like an independent double wishbone suspension, best cargo box in the industry, and optional bench seat. Cruise through the woods at speeds up to 44 miles an hour and climb any obstacle in your path with amazing low-end working power. Be sure to use a John Deere Gator on your next hunting trip and stop by Sioux Falls Raider today. Visit online at cptractor.com.
Is your backyard ready for weekend entertaining? It's the perfect time of year for backyard cookouts, and Line Home Products is now carrying the perfect grill for you. Line Home Products is the largest licensed dealer of the Big Green Egg in town. The Big Green Egg is the world's best smoker and grill. For every occasion and for all your smoking and grilling needs, the Big Green Egg is exactly what you're looking for to get the most out of your cookouts. And you can get one at Line Home Products. Call 324-1200. That's 324-1200 and ask about the Big Green Egg or visit linehomeproducts.com.
Hey, let's do a weather thing brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. New people come to town. They're offered a basket of information about new businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure stretches from Texas all the way to the Carolinas. This weather system is going to continue to give us good weather. Also looks like this weather system is going to continue to give us some warmer temperatures. Abundant sunshine for today. We're going to be 85 to 90 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be down to about 55. We have sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, skies are going to be clear. Lows will drop down to about 60 degrees. Saturday, we'll see sunshine, a high of 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggie volleyball team's going through a tough time right now. Two straight home losses, including last night, a five-game loss to the Baylor Bears. We will talk about that. We'll talk some Aggie football as they're just a couple of days away now from taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks at Cowboys Stadium. And baseball yesterday, the Rangers win, and Roy Halladay throws a no-hitter in the playoffs. We got all that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. Well, Joe Biden is out on the campaign trail.
What's he campaigning
for?
Himself?
Wait, campaigning for Democrats.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he was campaigning for himself.
Always. No.
Yeah, because, you know, he's gonna change jobs with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, he's losing that gig.
Yeah.
If you notice, the White House was pretty quick to respond to the Bob Woodward cut that we played yesterday. They didn't respond because we played it. It's, you know, it was on CNN. Yeah. Other people heard it. But they're saying that Hillary's not going to be doing that. He's not going to make any swaps. He's got Joe hair plug Biden in there. Everything's good.
I'm sorry. You know, Joe Biden, let's keep him at vice president where he doesn't really have to do much, right?
Because
as Secretary of State,
yeah,
you got to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
you got to talk to people seriously, and you're like a spokesperson government.
It's not like they're going to swap jobs, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's not like they're going to trade.
No.
It's not like a wrestling tag team.
Yeah, Joe
thing.
Biden is Secretary of State. It would not be long. What would the over-under be before the phrase international incident
became part
of the vernacular?
Well, just Joe Biden and spokesperson. Those two words just don't go together.
Well, yeah. But again, he's out there, okay?
Yeah.
Looking at the statistics on this guy, he's been to Texas, okay? He's been doing stuff.
We understand him here.
Vice President Joe Biden has been zipping around the country in the cozy Boeing 747 with the freedom to go where President Obama cannot. He's raised millions for Democrats in the process and continues to be an asset. All right, over the past 3 weeks, he's campaigned for 18 candidates in 23 cities and 16 states. He is out there. He is talking. And when Joe talks, we always get a gem, and yesterday we did. While addressing Democrats at a fundraiser in Minnesota, he said, "If I hear one more Republican tell me about balancing the budget, I'm going to strangle him."
Oh, good.
All right. Way to go, Joe.
Good.
Then he quickly added to the press, "That's a figure of speech."
Right.
Okay. That's
right.
Fine.
Yeah, he
way
was.
To go.
Was nice it job. Really threatening murder?
No. Speech. No, I wouldn't think so.
Come on, Joe. Stand by your words, man.
That's right.
So now, in an effort to get... to look forward to 2012, in an effort to get the young folks to come back out and vote in 2012, some Democrats say, let's get some youth-oriented issues out there.
Ah, utes.
Ute.
Yep.
What's
California's Prop 19, which would legalize marijuana in small quantities for recreational use, they're kind of looking at that as a litmus test to see if that might bring the youngsters out in 2012. Because, if they... come out and vote, and they'd be Gacy, they'd come out and vote for President Obama again. That's how they're looking at it. Wall Street Journal says that's what party officials are considering in Colorado, Nevada, and the state of Washington to see if possibly 2012 would be ginned up because they'd be talking a little dope. Now, they're running political ads all over the country, and apparently they went back and looked at the ad for against Joe Manchin. He's the governor of West Virginia. And they got a bunch of good old boys sitting around the diner talking about that a little bit. Here's a little of that commercial.
Obama's messing things up.
Spending money we don't have.
Yeah.
Stimulus, Obamacare.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Joe Manchin supported it all.
Joe's not bad as governor, but when he's with Obama...
Yeah, he turns into Washington Joe.
And Washington Joe does whatever Obama wants.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a little of that.
That's right. He puts on a top hat and looks like Uncle Pennybags.
He does. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal. It turns out that the real people in this ad were fake. We are going for a hicky blue-collar look, read the talent agency casting call. Let's get some hicks out there. Clothing suggestions would be jeans, work boots, flannel shirt, maybe Dickies-type jacket, and a T-shirt underneath. Possibly a John Deere hat, not brand new, preferably beat up, or trucker's hats. They put that out for a casting call in Philadelphia where they shot the ad. So, just because it looks like that on TV, of course. Isn't it good we got a governor who's got a lot of hair and looks good walking through that cafe here in Austin, you know?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, matter
of fact. Like he's got a pouring cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, speaking of TV and such, less than a month until Election Day, and a week's worth of ads has been pulled for Representative Chet Edwards by the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee.
Why is that?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Is that the question? Of course, obviously, mm-hmm. The Bill Flores camp immediately sees that as a positive as far as they're concerned, that the tide is turning. But at a rally, Vets for Chet yesterday in Waco, Chet said, quote, "We're the underdog right now, and I'm okay with that," end quote. And by the way, if only there were a political forum that a radio station would have,
right,
it would give you an opportunity to present questions to these gentlemen.
But wait.
Wait,
what?
Once again, apparently there is.
Just like that?
Yeah, just like, well, no, not just like that. It took some planning, but anyway.
Well,
October the 25th. We'll be having the candidates forum, and it'll be at Briarcrest Country Club, and we welcome you to join us there in person. You can email questions ahead of time if you want to do that, question@WTAW.com. We'll go through those, and actually we'll probably be taking some questions during the event itself.
They're at Briarcrest.
Yeah.
They're in the golf shop? Or
well, I don't know.
On the tennis courts? I'm
going to be completely honest with you. But
No, they got a big room.
Yeah, we'll have
They got a big room.
Little political feud in Alaska between Joe Miller and the Sarah Palin camp. Joe was on a Fox show, and they asked him about Sarah Palin being president. And he actually didn't answer the question. He said, "I don't know if she's qualified to be president." Well, that got Todd Palin plenty upset. Todd fired off.
What do you mean my wife ain't qualified?
Well, here's the deal. Apparently,
I'll meet you behind the barn at 3:30.
Right. Or at my kitchen where I can see Russia from there.
Right.
Yeah. Sarah put her...
You know, my wife said that. I've never have been able to see Russia.
Apparently, Mr. Miller declined to kneel at the throne of Sarah. Quote, "Sarah has put her... A word on the line for Joe, and yet he can't answer a simple question. Is Sarah Palin qualified to be president? I don't know if she is. Joe, please explain how this endorsement stuff works. Is it completely one-sided? Sarah spent all morning working on a Facebook post for Joe. She won't use it. Not now. Put yourself in Joe's shoe for one day." So they made that public. So now Todd's upset about that. We're seeing that little tit-for-tat thing, I guess that's the way politics works, isn't it? Now, there's Todd out there. Apparently the muscle man. He's the guy who goes out there and verbally roughs people up if they're not for Sarah. So, anyway, that's a long way away, not even in this time zone. I don't know how many got, like a million people in Alaska, but...
Not even.
Yeah, still there's a political battle. All right, 648.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Everybody likes to see a clean car or truck, but it's the oil you can't see that benefits most from being clean. Changing your oil and filter before they get dirty helps keep your vehicle running right. For most models, that's every 3 months or 3,000 miles. Changing the oil is the single most important thing you can do for your vehicle. Keep it clean with the top name brands at low prices from the helpful professional parts people at the O'Reilly Auto Parts store near you.
Stop in and save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX motor oil and a Fram filter for only $17.99. Get proven performance against thermal breakdown and sludge with the Castrol Oil and Fram Filter Special, only $17.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, October 9th is Pruning School. Learn what you need to know about the right time and right ways to prune your plants and trees from Dr. Doug Welsh at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
The rain we had several weeks ago across much of Texas gave us fresh knowledge of low spots in our gardens. Since waterlogged soils aren't conducive to good plant growth, we're going to consider your options in changing the grade of your landscape. I'll be back with details right after this message. Save 41% on my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the award-winning Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine has been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the country. Every word of our magazine is written specifically for Texas by the finest garden writers in Texas. You get the one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine along with your copy of my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar. Satisfaction guaranteed, all for only $34.95. But there's one thing I need to tell you about the calendar, and that is it has more than 10,000 words telling you at the bottom of the grid page each month in a big amount of text what you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray in your landscape and garden in that month. All that information, the calendar, and the full year of the magazine, just $34.95, satisfaction guaranteed. If you call immediately, the price will go up. It will never come back to $34.95 again. That's 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. We have to acknowledge that clay soils, if you happen to have clay soils, will get very wet, and they hold water. The bigger problem comes when that water is still standing there 2 or 3 days after the rain has let up. That's when you know you have a problem. Now, we need to identify a term known as the water table. To explain it, if you were to dig a post hole 4 inches wide and 15 or 20 inches deep immediately after one of those heavy soaking rains, you would expect the hole to fill up with water. It'd come in from the sides. Now, if you watched the hole over the next day or two, you probably would see the water level drop. You hope you would. Its level in the hole is actually the same level as it is in the soil, and that level is known as the water table. Every pore space that normally would be filled with essential oxygen below that water level would be filled instead with water, and that's why plants die with waterlogged soils. The next step, should you determine that the soils are staying too wet, is to develop a plan of attack for the water. Identify its source. Is it coming from the roof? Is it coming from down a hill? How is it getting to your spot in the universe? And you need to try to react and to divert the water somewhere else, hopefully in a way that won't send it into your neighbor's garage. If the area is simply too low, consider raising it if you can do so without damaging trees and shrubs whose roots would be covered. You should never add more than 1 inch of new soil over more than 20 to 25-30% of the root system of any tree. As the soil compacts, oxygen is driven from the ground, and that's very serious. There actually are times when an area is just lower than all its surroundings, and it may very well be that you simply cannot add soil because the level of your house or the elevation of the driveway prohibits. Those then are times to have a French drain installed below grade. A landscape contractor can do that for you, and there are specialists who do nothing but drainage correction. Finally, some plants are much more sensitive to waterlogged soils than others will be. Talk to your nurseryman. Hollies usually are very tolerant. Cleieras, azaleas, and Indian hawthorns, by comparison, are far less tolerant. If all of this is just too confusing to face, hire a skilled landscape contractor. These men and women deal with drainage issues all the time. Their work can turn a boggy site into a showplace. I'm Neil Sperry. Garden arbors give depth to the landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
A good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville at 6:53. Let's take a first look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. It didn't take long for baseball's postseason to have a heart-stopping moment last night. Philadelphia ace Roy Halladay has tossed the first postseason no-hitter since Don Larsen's perfect game in the 1956 World Series. Halladay, who threw a perfect game at Florida on May the 29th, dominated the Reds 4-0 in his postseason debut. The All-Star right-hander allowed one run, walked one with two outs in the fifth, and then struck out eight. He threw 104 pitches, 79 for strikes. The overmatched Reds never came even close to a hit. The final out came on a dribbler by Brandon Phillips, who was thrown out by the catcher Carlos Ruiz on a close play at first base. Texas Rangers win. Yeah, Cliff Lee matched a postseason best with 10 strikeouts. Nelson Cruz, Benji Molina homered off of David Price as Texas beat Tampa Bay 5-1 in the opener of their America League playoff series. Lee improves to 5-0 in six career postseason starts. He's the 10th pitcher in postseason history to win each of his first five decisions as a starter. Texas is in the postseason for the first time since 1999, and their nine-game playoff losing streak had matched Minnesota and Chicago for the longest active skid in the major leagues. They will play Game 2 today. That'll be in Tampa. Last night, former Ranger Mark Teixeira hit a two-run dinger to help the Yankees pass the Twins 6-4 in the first game of the other America League Divisional Series. The other National League series will start tonight with San Francisco hosting Atlanta at 8:30. The Aggie volleyball team is kind of in a funk right now. Since they opened Big 12 play with their home win over Texas, they've gone 2-3, including two straight home losses. The latest came last night in a five-game loss to Baylor at Reed Arena. The Aggies are 3-3 in conference play as they go play first-place Nebraska on Saturday. It's been almost a week now since the last play lost to Oklahoma State, but Monday the press was still talking about it, specifically to Jeff Fuller. They asked, what does he say to a buddy like Gerard Johnson after a tough game like J.J. had?
Me and Gerard do talk about a lot of stuff, we definitely did talk, and, you know, it was definitely a rough game, but, Gerard's definitely, you know, capable of bouncing back, and, you know, as a quarterback, you know, you go through a lot of adversity and you face, you know, a lot of things, and, you know, it's not easy. So, I mean, he definitely, you know, knows what he has to do to improve. And, you know, we all kind of, you know, need to improve. And, you know, watching film, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, everybody had to work on. And, you know, we went over those things on that Friday practice and, you know, really got better.
Fuller did break the 42-year-old career touchdown catch record of Bob Long with his 20th and 21st TD receptions against OSU. Now, kickoff this Saturday with Arkansas a little after 2:30. You'll be able to hear the game right here on 1620 with our pregame starting at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. It'll be simulcast on 11:50 a.m., and you can hear it on the web at WTAW.com. And like we said they would do, they did do. The Patriots are sending star receiver Randy Moss back to Minnesota, the team that drafted him in 1998. Moss caught 50 TD passes in just over 3 years with the Patriots, including an NFL record 23 in 2007. Now he'll be catching them from Brett Favre. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turpeville for Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. It's 6:57 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
America's strongest advocate for our military responds to Chet Edwards' television attack ads against Bill Flores.
I'm Senator John McCain. Can I have a minute of your time? Campaigns can get rough. Nobody knows that better than I do, but the facts are still what counts. Here's the fact about Bill Flores. He's a patriotic American who's proven he's devoted to taking care of our veterans. And Bill's ideas to improve veterans' health care are exactly the same as mine.
Bill Flores and John McCain support a strong VA health care system with flexibility for veterans to get the high-quality care they deserve as close to home as possible. The son of an Air Force veteran, Bill Flores is a longtime national supporter of Wounded Warrior projects. Bill Flores will protect our veterans. Chet Edwards is protecting his own career.
Congressman Edwards, facts are stubborn things. Texans deserve better. Texans deserve Bill Flores.
I'm Bill Flores, candidate for Congress. I approve this message.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, the holidays are almost upon us, and it's time to eat. I'm Ashley Bergen with Fit You. Let me teach you how to eat around the holidays so you don't spend a whole year trying to make up for 2 months. One, maybe two meetings. I'll set you up a realistic meal plan so you can enjoy the holiday meals. Call me at 492-1900. I'm Ashley Bergen with Fit You, and we can do this. Call me at 492-1900. This year, save your resolution for something else.
Hey, Aggieland, this is Chris Collins, new car sales manager at Allen Honda. Now is the time to buy a new Honda. The 2011s are rolling in, and we need to move all remaining 2010 models. We have 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on all Honda Fits and Civics. We have 1.9 for up to 60 months on all 2010 Accords, Insights, and CRVs. Put the special interest rates along with the crazy discounts, and you can't find a better deal anywhere. Come see us on the corner of Highway 6 and Southwest Parkway under the huge U.S. flag or at AllenHonda.com. Home of low prices and no pressure. Sure, Alan's got your Honda.
Foreclosure, bankruptcy, low credit scores holding you back? We can help
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. 9 years ago today, we went to war in Afghanistan. And as our troops keep battling the Taliban, the Afghan government is talking to it in a new push for peace. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
That's right, Dave. And that push, seeing a peace council opened today in Kabul, President Karzai inviting the Taliban and everyone, he said, to come to talks and give hope to the Afghan people. Officially, the Taliban say no talks while foreign troops remain in Afghanistan, but the Afghan government says low-key contacts are already underway. Meanwhile, today, NATO reporting it killed 8 insurgents today, including a senior Taliban commander. Dave?
Alistair, that toxic red gooey sludge that flooded several towns in Hungary has reached the Danube River, but that's not expected to be a big problem. In the areas, though, where that flood did hit, 100 people had chemical burns, and Hungary's prime minister says there's no reason to ever rebuild in those places. I know we're barely into October, but retailers are already thinking Christmas and are a little wary. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Dave, a new report from the NPD on consumer holiday spending intentions shows 61% of Americans will spend about the same as last Christmas.
The American consumer is not yet convinced that the recession is over.
Ellen Davis with the National Retail Federation, only 11% of us will spend more. That's up 2 points from last year. 30% will spend less, and retailers are scrambling as holiday sales account for up to half their yearly revenue. Expect competitive pricing, with some even offering steep discounts now to get us to pry our wallets open, Dave.
Jeff, they've handed out another Nobel Prize for Literature to a Peruvian author honored for his much-acclaimed novels, plays, and essays. He was fabulous in Philly. Fans freaking out for Roy Halladay.
It was incredible. I mean, I'd never seen a no-hitter in my entire life.
Halladay's last night, just the second no-hitter in baseball playoff history. He and the Phillies shut out the Reds. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it. That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No Wonder Money magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Kathy, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My customer had a carpool full of kids when, bang, gravel chipped her windshield. Good thing she called Safe Light before it could spread further. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour, so you're safely back on the road in no time. A Safe Light repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
For vehicle glass damage, trust Safe Light. Call 1-800-800-2727.
Safe Light repair, Safe Light replace.
House criticized for how it handled the Gulf oil disaster. But this time not by Republicans.
The president's own oil spill commission found worst-case scenario figures for the amount of oil belching into the Gulf were blocked from release.
The report saying the government took an overly casual approach to its calculations and that in the process it raised public doubts about its competence to handle the crisis. But administration officials say their only goal was the release of the best known information and that whatever the numbers, the federal response significantly mitigated the impact of the spill. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
BP's reached an agreement with Azerbaijan to develop a new oil field in the Caspian Sea in water that's about a half mile deep. The president goes out campaigning today in Maryland and Illinois. Last night, he raised money for Democrats in New Jersey. The government has shipped more illegal immigrants out of the country.
The big news here is not only is this the largest number of total removals, the number of criminal offenders removed this year has gone up dramatically to 195,000 people.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director John Morton says that's half the number of illegal deported, and while that is a record, Homeland Security did fall short of its goal.
The Casitas at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1008. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public, Traditions members, and Aggie fans.
The kind of hunter you are, the kind of hunter you want to be, didn't happen overnight. It takes time. Well, now, hunter prep days have come to Cawthon Cartridge Club. Now, these start tomorrow. They're the 8th through the 11th at Cawthon Cartridge Club, which is located 15 miles south of College Station, about 4 miles off the Milliken Road on 159 right there when you get to Milliken. Here's what you'll learn in this hunter prep course at Cawthon Cartridge Club. Understand drop and wind drift. You can establish a perfect 100 yards. Shooting tips when it comes to sitting or kneeling. Some shooting sticks and some prone positions as well. You'll learn how to use your weapon better because you'll learn the importance of when to hold and when to shoot. Also, a detailed equipment check. Obviously, bring your rifle with you. They'll do terminal ballistics, which means you can find which bullet is best for your rifle. If you want to see what your rifle can do at 200 and 300 yards, all of that will be included in this hunter prep class, which is going on to Cawthon Cartridge Club. Now, I've got a number for you to call, or you can go to the website. The website is cccshooters.com or call 775-772-3434. Limited number of students per class. The classes start tomorrow. Once again, go to cccshooters.com or call 772-3434, area code 775.
Have the kids gone off to college? Are you making room for a new baby? Or are you just tired of looking at the same old kitchen and bathroom for the last 15 years? If you are ready to make the change, call the Marriott Group. Hi, this is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for 33 years. We use the same superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials when remodeling your home as we do when building a new one. Call the Marriott Group today and get your change started. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley for 5 years.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too.
That's right. Save on energy, too. Whether it's metal, comp, tile, or a low-slope roof, we have an Energy Star-rated roofing system for you. And right now, you can receive up to a $1,500 tax credit on Energy Star-rated roofing products. We also feature a solar roofing panel that takes the technology of photovoltaics and integrates it right into the roofing panel. Let the nation's green movement put the green back into your pocket. Cool roofing, cool savings, and if you're not 100% satisfied, it's free. That's a bulletproof guarantee.
WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. 85 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Navasota residents of all ages are dealing with the apparent suicide of a high school student. Grimes County investigators say at this time there is no evidence of foul play in the death of 16-year-old Callie Nutzler. Sheriff Don Sowell told our partner station, Navasota News 1550, they were called to the home just before 6:30 Wednesday morning.
Our units met with two Navasota PD units and advised there was a 16-year-old female that had been shot.
At about 6:34, the medics arrived from St. Joe's and began treating the individual who had a one gunshot wound to the abdomen area.
The Navasota High School junior was a cheerleader among other activities. An autopsy will be performed. Funeral arrangements are pending. A Bryan school bus picking up students Wednesday morning was hit by a passing pickup on Leonard Road at Lindell Lane. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says 20 students were on board, most of them headed to Mary Ranch Elementary School.
We had about three students who suffered some minor injuries and were transported, and they're all doing fine now. We had parents and transportation officials who were able to pick up the children. We had a bus came and transfer bus and came and transferred kids to school. And when the students who were released by EMS at the scene got to school, they were checked by the school nurse and parents were called so that if parents wanted to take them to their family doctor, they could do that.
The bus driver was not injured. State troopers are investigating. There are new developments in the searches for two top positions at Texas A&M University. One involves the provost and executive vice president for academic affairs.
Probably the second-ranking position in the university, the person that sets direction in a lot of important areas, and we're excited to see what the search committee, the names that they will forward to the president. At some point when they identify, I'm not sure what the number might be because every search committee does it a little differently, of the candidates that they may want to bring to campus, they'll, kind of give us an update as a university community about where they are in the process.
University spokeswoman Sherilyn Carroll says a professional search firm and search committee are being used. Members of the search committee said Wednesday they will narrow the applicant pool next month, but the committee also invited more nominations. The goal is to submit finalists to A&M President Bowen Lofton early in the spring semester. Lofton also recently announced the names of the search committee that will consider candidates for A&M's next vice president of administration. Carroll says there are no changes in job duties there. The target appointment date, according to the job description, is January 1st. 17th Congressional District candidates Chet Edwards and Bill Flores will be in Bryan later this month for a debate forum. The event is scheduled for Monday, October 25th, starting at 6 p.m. at Briarcrest Country Club. You can send your questions for the candidate by emailing question@WTAW.com. You can hear the debate live here on WTAW and online at WTAW.com. Get ready for strong debate over immigration and border security when the Texas legislature convenes in January.
The arguments haven't changed even as the border violence increases. Republican Representative Kelly Hancock thinks Washington isn't doing enough.
So we need the federal government to recognize what's going on in Mexico and assist us with making sure that we've got the appropriate support from them in order to secure those borders.
He's not sure if Texas should follow the example of Arizona in imposing tough restrictions. Democrat Lon Burnham emphatically opposes such a move. He says it's an issue of economics.
There's an economic crisis south of the Rio Grande River which encourages people to migrate where they can survive.
The U.S. Supreme Court will review the Arizona immigration law. Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
And the second largest gathering of scouts in its 100-year history takes place this weekend at Texas World Speedway in College Station. 22,000 scouts have registered so far for a scouting jamboree hosted by the Sam Houston Area Council. Easterwood Airport Manager John Happ, who chairs the council's Arrowmoon District, says more volunteers are being recruited.
We're getting volunteers from all over that have volunteered to come help. Certainly, if you're a past Eagle Scout, or the only thing we require is that you be registered as a scout, and that's easy to do online with Arrowmoon. Whether you're a supervisor or scout leader, or you just want to participate, you can sign up as long as you fill out the paperwork. We'd love to have you come and volunteer.
A link to the Shack Jam website can be found by going to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 712, 52 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M. in vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's work to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
It's 7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing.
Large high-pressure system stretching across Texas through the Gulf Coast and into the Carolinas. It's going to be responsible for all the sun that we've got in the forecast for today. Our high is going to be anywhere from 85 to 90 degrees. We're clear tonight. Lows will drop down to about 55. Sunny weather in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs are probably going to be 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 60. Sunshine Saturday. Temperature is going to be 85 to 90 Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Won't matter what the weather is outside, but it'll probably be nice this Saturday up in the Metroplex because the Aggies in Arkansas are playing indoors at Jerry Jones's place. We'll talk about the football game coming up. In baseball yesterday, the Rangers will try to take a 2-0 lead in that best-of-five American League Divisional Series today after winning yesterday over Tampa. All that and more coming up in sports.
Well, they can... The roof probably open, won't it? I mean, it'd be a pretty nice day. I mean, can't they do that? It slides open, so, you know,
yeah,
look all right.
That's true.
Hey,
but,
listen,
but like I said, it still doesn't matter what the weather is because they can close it if it's raining or something like that. But, you know, it's going to – well, no, never mind. We'll talk sports.
All right. Anyhow, so, you know, we did birthdays this morning, and there's one we didn't put on the list because I wanted to move it to this hour on purpose.
What's that?
Our radio station.
Oh, really?
88.
1620 or the whole radio? What? Oh, the whole thing.
WTAW.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Actually, probably over at 1150 when we started. But, yeah, 88th birthday for us. So, good for us, huh?
How about that?
Yeah.
And Bill, 88?
Yeah, Bill Watkins, who used to be the GM here, it's his birthday, too. That just happens to be the case.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they didn't hire him because he had the same birthday.
Yeah, well, I see him almost every day.
There you go. That's it. So what are the rules in scouting and wireless device use? Do we have any idea?
I don't know. I'm neither a scout nor a wireless device.
So there you are. So, but, I mean, as you said, this will be their second largest gathering in their 100-year history. It'll be in a Texas World Speedway. I'm just wondering if they'll use up all their bandwidth. I mean, what kind of bands are going to be there? You know what I'm saying? are they bringing out portable cell towers for that? Are you going to be driving along talking on Texas? I mean, on Highway 6 South, and all of a sudden, you know, you lose your signal?
I don't know.
Just wondering.
There'll be a bunch of wide bands marching around.
Don't know. Just kind of wonder how all that will impact things. I mean, that couldn't be worse than a Texas A&M football game, right?
We have. I can't imagine that it would be.
So there. By the way, while we're talking techie things, Apple is no longer an exclusive relationship partner there with AT&T. Apple is developing a new iPhone for Verizon users.
Yep.
Hooray!
Really?
Wall Street Journal. Yep.
No doubt
there are a lot of Verizon customers out there who will be happy about that. It's not good news for Motorola because that droid then probably will get dumped. What do you do if you walk in and you have a droid? They go,
you have one of those.
Oh, we see you didn't get the memo.
Hello?
Hey, I'm a scout, and I'm going to Shack Jam. They said cell phone use is discouraged except for when needed. However, they do not prevent any scout or adult from bringing a cell phone.
So they won't snatch earbuds out of your ears if you got an iPod, will they?
I have no idea, but I would... You know, I would think so.
Again, you're out doing stuff, right? You're supposed to be physically active and doing stuff. But you can take your phone. It's just they ask you to limit your use, right?
Exactly.
Cool. Thanks. Appreciate the call. There you go. That's what's happening in the world of scouting out there.
So when is this iPhone coming to Verizon?
Tomorrow. No, I'm kidding.
No.
2011.
Yeah. Yes.
2011?
According to, yes.
You mean like when the health care starts?
Yeah. All that.
Yeah, so you'll have to choose.
According to the Wall Street Journal.
Unless you want to go ahead and kill grandma now so you can have that new iPhone for Verizon. Yeah.
The new, wow.
Well, just saying.
Just talk priorities, that's right. The new iPhone will use Verizon's CDMA wireless technology. And I'm sure you can tell me what
talk
that
it,
means.
Talk it like you know it, buddy.
I could say those letters. That's just like a call letter to a TV station or radio station. I can do that as far as what it actually means. Well, it's code division multiple access, right?
Yeah.
Ha ha! A channel access method used by various radio communication technologies. Should not be confused with the mobile phone standards. That's two different things. All right, never mind. We're moving away from that because I don't know what that's about. Mm. But anyway, they're going to use a chip from a company called Qualcomm. It won't be in stores in time for Christmas. It will not. So go ahead and don't worry about that. You can go ahead and spend your full limit on Christmas and know that in 2011 is when you'll be able to get this thing. Meanwhile, Apple already working on a fifth-generation iPhone, which will be in a different form factor from those that are currently available. What does form factor mean, I wonder? All right. Anyway, if you want the newest, the shiniest, the brightest.
And the one with all the bugs.
That's right. You're a Verizon person. Go for that. Now, while we're on the tech sweep this morning, because, of course, it's always Tech Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. As opposed to Music Tuesday.
Yeah. But we got Music Tuesday. We got Tech Thursday. That's right. We probably need to play I Ain't Never Won Nothing Before.
Ooh.
Yeah. Next two people who call, 695-1620, I Ain't Never Won Nothing Before, 695-1620. Then we have copious prizes and our next tech segment in a second.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Mike, what's with that big dude guarding your front door?
Hey, Jimmy. Oh, Nick's my new bouncer.
Why the heck do you need a bouncer for your apartment?
Well, ever since I got Coors Light Home Draft, it's like having a bar right at home. Figured I'd go the whole nine yards.
Coors Light Home what?
Coors Light Home Draft. It's fresh, frost-brewed draft beer on tap right from my fridge. Here, have one.
Oh, so that explains the peanut shells all over the floor.
And the pretzels.
And the jukebox.
And I can have Coors Light on draft whenever I want, just like a real bar.
Oh, hey, guys.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Gina, my new cocktail waitress.
Nice.
The Coors Light Home Draft. CO2 pressurized to give you up to 30 days of fresh, frost-brewed draft beer right from your fridge. It's draft beer on tap anytime you want.
Can I get you boys another beer?
Dude, this is one sweet setup.
Yeah, I know, totally.
Home Draft from Frost-Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
720 News Talk 721, 1620 WTAW. All right, here we go. It's I Ain't Never Won Nothing. Have you ever won anything from us?
I ain't never won nothing.
That's wonderful. So today would be your lucky day. Who's this?
This is Mark Hall.
Mark Hall. What do you do, Mark?
I work at the big school.
Oh, well, that's okay. Yeah, that's all right. What do you do there?
I'm an advisor, actually.
Oh, well, very good. Helping out those boys and girls as they make their way through.
I try my best.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I'm sorry to break it to you, young men. Studying is necessary.
That's right.
They have a hard time with that one.
That's right. I did too. They still call it SCOPRO, or they got something else special that they call it now?
That's still pretty much covered.
Okay, well, because, I mean, you know, that sounded harsh, maybe in today's vernacular. Okay, so here's what we got for you, Mark. Got a pair of tickets for the Texas Renaissance Festival, which opens this weekend, and it's good for the entire run, which goes through about Thanksgiving. Okay.
That sounds like a winner.
You know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Hi there. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine. Have you ever won anything from us before?
No.
Then say that popular phrase, I ain't never won nothing.
I ain't never won nothing.
That's wonderful. English teachers all over the Brazos Valley thrilled and delighted when we have you do that.
You betcha.
Who's this?
Donna Isherba.
Oh, yeah. All right, Tom. You spell it, she wins.
Was first name Donna?
Got that part. We weren't worried about the Donna.
Wow, you said Etchenball?
E-T-E-T-C-H?
Wrong.
E-A-C-H? Yeah. Spell it for us, Donna.
E-S-H-E-N-B-A-U-G-H.
Okay. I was okay with the B-A-U-G-H. As starting off, I was going to have a problem. What do you do, Donna?
I'm a babysitter.
Oh, how many do you sit?
Two.
Well, that's sometimes more than you need, right?
Yes.
I hear you. Okay, I got a pair of tickets for the Renaissance Festival. We got them here at the station. You know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Don. I appreciate it. All right, that's it.
I just
thought, you know, we'd give away some tickets because we saw the funny dress guys wandering the halls today for the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, I had the big king here yesterday.
Oh, did we? Okay. Uh-huh. So now, you boys have a digital readout in your vehicle of any kind beyond the clock, besides the clock?
Yeah. You mean?
I just gave away tickets, so now's the time for him to come in. Yes, now's the time for you to come in. Oh, thank you. How are you today? Wait, hang on. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
I can tell you. Look at it. He has a coffee cup and tickets for us.
Oh yes, here we are.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a packet of tickets. We just gave away four, as a matter of fact, to some of our listeners. We are off to a wonderful start weather-wise, aren't we?
We are. We're most thrilled. In fact, we couldn't be more excited to begin our Oktoberfest at the Texas Renaissance Festival in just a couple days.
Every weekend and the Friday before Thanksgiving. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
What's new and different this year?
Well, this year we've added a World Guinness Book of Record Holders Whipcracker, indeed. He'll be doing a fire and whip show. His name's Adam Winrich, and it's absolutely amazing the speed and the timing that this man does with two whips at one time.
He doesn't ask you, like, to hold something in your mouth, and he pops it out of your mouth.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I certainly hope not. I'd be a bit scared of that.
Uh-huh, yes. Uh-huh. And what else?
Well, indeed, this year we've invited Circle Paleo, which is a music dance group that'll be joining us. And, of course, we have all our old favorites, Dead Bomb, The Sturdy Mudbeggars, Sound and Fury, Arsene, The Parisian Clown. We have Cast in Bronze again, of course, up at our Cloister stage. And all our, you know, various musicians that we have spread out throughout the village, Cantiga, Gypsy Guerrilla Band, it just goes on and on.
We've been doing this a long time, have we not?
Indeed we have. And I believe this is our 37th year, and we're most excited. And, of course, we have the finest artisans and craftsmen from around the world making, you know, their products for us to look at. So not only do you get to go out there and shop, you can actually talk to the person that made it for you and see how they've put their life and skills into these items.
It's a wonderful time. Texas Renaissance Festival opens up this weekend. Thank you for the tickets. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Jason Ruppel, General Manager at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside of Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet on any Wednesday or Thursday from now through the end of the month and play all day for only $20 plus tax, including green fee and cart fee. Again, that's play all day on any Wednesday or Thursday for only $20. Be sure to mention this play all day special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207 or visit us online at bluebonnetcountry.com.
726, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's going to be sunny today. Actually, we have a slight chance of showers when we get on to Sunday night, so nice all the way through the at least the beginning of the weekend. 85 for a high temperature each day, low temperature each night, probably be in the 50s. We'll warm up a little bit on Sunday up to 87, and a slight chance of showers, like I say. Columbus Day, by the way, which is Monday, that's kind of a door rattler for some people, so be aware of that. We're back up to 86 or so, but enjoy right now. 74 degrees, humidity 74%. The winds are calm, and right now we've got fair skies, and it's 53 outside.
Don't miss the Hospice Brazos Valley Symposium, Thursday, November 4th at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. The symposium is free and open to the public. Actress Mary Mann will perform the original work, The Dance of Life. Keynote speaker at the symposium is Dr. Dosa, geriatrician and author of Making Rounds with Oscar. The symposium is free, but you must have a ticket to enter. Please call Hospice Brazos Valley to reserve your ticket now. Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank Bluebell Ice Cream, the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and Bryan Broadcasting for their support.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A new survey by the Pew Center of the States, the Public Policy Institute of California, ought to scare liberals. Residents of the five most financially distressed states, including California, New York, and Illinois, harbor a deep distrust of state government. They believe state governments are too big, waste too much money, and are too quick to pile up debt on future generations. Most residents think that states could save up to 20% of their costs by first cutting out wasteful spending, second by eliminating programs, and more troubling for liberals is that new taxes are not seen as the solution, even though residents of these states worry about vital services being cut. The Washington Post, which ran a long article about the survey, also published a companion piece about the cost of pensions for state workers, which this year is getting a lot of attention from voters in California, where government pensions are $1 trillion and the whole 80 cents of every dollar collected by the state goes to pay state workers or provide them with benefits. And just like federal workers, state and local workers are paid a bundle. They earn almost 40 bucks an hour in wages and benefits, about 45% more than private sector workers. And voters want it to stop. Now, while liberals ought to be scared, for conservatives, this is a reason for optimism. Smaller government isn't an abstract talking point anymore. It's a rapidly becoming gateway to limited government victory. Keep a sharp eye.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it. That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No wonder Money Magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Kathy, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My customer had a carpool full of kids. When bang, gravel chipped her windshield. Good thing she called Safe Light before it could spread further. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour. So you're safely back on the road in no time. A Safe Light repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
For vehicle glass damage, trust Safe Light. Call 1-800-800-2727.
Safe Light repair, Safe Light replace.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 51 degrees right now at the studios. Mid-80s for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. An Navasota High School student is dead of an apparent suicide. Grimes County Sheriff Don Sal told our partner station, Navasota News 1550, that deputies were called to a home by police just before 6:30 Wednesday morning when they found, or where they found, the 16-year-old had been shot in the abdomen.
She was immediately transported to the College Station Medical Center, CPR in progress, and investigators were summoned out to the scene. Sheriff's investigators were called out there to the scene at Choctaw, and also an investigator was sent to the College Station Medical Center. We were notified at 7:16 this morning by a physician on duty at the medical center emergency room that the individual had succumbed to her wounds and passed away.
The sheriff identified the victim as Callie Nutzler. The Navasota High School junior was a cheerleader, among other activities. An autopsy will be done in Austin. The investigation at this point does not indicate any evidence of foul play. Funeral arrangements are pending. A crashing start Wednesday morning for 20 Bryan students and their bus driver. That's after their bus was hit by a passing pickup on Leonard Road at Linda Lane. All students on board were checked out by emergency medical personnel. Three students were transported from the scene for treatment of minor injuries. The remaining students were checked out at school by the school nurse, and Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says parents were notified and able to pick up their kids to be seen by family doctors.
Most of these were elementary age. They were from Branch Elementary. There were a few from Jane Long on board. And since the bus had not completed its route, that's why there were only about 20 students on board. We were lucky that we didn't have any more injuries than we did and that they weren't serious. From what I understand, the truck that hit the bus was totaled.
The bus driver was not injured. State troopers are investigating. Other than a name change, the job remains the same as the search begins to fill a top administrative vacancy at Texas A&M.
It was Senior Vice President for Administration. The title is now Vice President for Administration. Dr. Lofton made that decision. I think he felt like it better reflected the duties of the position. And it's not unusual for position titles to change, but the successful individual who we hire in that position will, again, be responsible for pretty much similar duties as the person who's in the position before.
That's University spokeswoman Sherilyn Carroll, as a search committee was recently announced. According to the job description, the target appointment date is January 1st. Early in the spring semester, another search committee hopes to submit to President Bowen Lofton the finalist for provost and executive vice president of academic affairs. The search committee yesterday announced it would narrow the applicant pool next month, but also encouraged more nominations. A professional search firm was also hired to assist. Republican challenger Bill Flores and Democrat Congressman Chet Edwards are holding a debate in Bryan. The congressional candidates have scheduled an event at Briarcrest Country Club the evening of Monday, October 25th, starting at 6. You can hear the event live here on WTAW and online at WTAW.com. You can also submit your questions for the candidates by emailing them to question@WTAW.com. It's less than 30 days until the midterm elections, and Republicans are looking to pick up enough seats to take control of the House. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern looks at what it would take for a Republican resurgence.
The magic number for control of the House is 218. To get there, Republican leader John Boehner's party must pick up 39 seats now held by Democrats.
If we're serious about confronting the challenges that lie ahead for our nation, I think the current structure is inadequate.
Tasked with keeping Nancy Pelosi in the Speaker's office is Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman Chris Van Hollen.
The measures that were taken by the Speaker and this House represented dramatic change from before.
The question for voters is if that change was for the better or the worse. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
And Shack Jam is coming to the Texas Motor Speedway this weekend. No, it's not a rock concert. It's the second largest gathering of scouts in the organization's 100-year history.
Scouts love to camp out, and a jamboree is a chance for different scout units to get together and come together and camp out, and they work on their merit badges. There's going to be over 200 different functions for these kids to participate in the next 3 days, so there's a lot going on out there. There's a flyby planned. We've got a lot of airplanes arriving here Saturday that are going to do a flyby. There's supposed to be a big rocket launch at 1 o'clock on Saturday where be the set of record of the most rockets launched at one time.
Easterwood Airport Manager John Happ chairs the Aeromoon District, which is part of SHAC, or the Sam Houston Area Council. You can learn more about the Friday through Sunday gathering by going to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 51 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Second this is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they're 5-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received 5 stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Purchase select Hunter Douglas Duet Arcatella Honeycomb Shades from Holly's Window Fashions and Interiors now through December 31st, and you may qualify for a federal tax credit of up to $1,500. Act before December 15th, and you'll also get a $25 mail-in rebate per shade. Insulating Duet Arcatella Shades can even help lower your heating and cooling bills. See store for rebate and tax credit details. Don't delay. Visit Holly's Window Fashions and Interiors at 4091 State Highway 6 South in College Station today.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, October 9th is Pruning School. Learn what you need to know about the right time and right ways to prune your plants and trees from Dr. Doug Welsh at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered a basket full of information on new businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure stretches from Texas all the way to the Carolinas. This weather system is going to continue to give us good weather. Also looks like this weather system is going to continue to give us some warmer temperatures. Abundant sunshine for today. We're going to be 85 to 90 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be down to about 55. We have sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs 85 to 90. Tomorrow night sky is going to be clear. Lows will drop down to about 60 degrees. Saturday we'll see sunshine, a high of 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll talk a little bit of Aggie football as we'll visit with Trent Hunter as he gets ready for a really fierce Arkansas offense. They don't rush very well, but they sure pass good with Ryan Mallett at quarterback. We'll talk about that. Also, Major League Baseball, the Rangers win. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. We're going to talk about more digital stuff, and then the Renaissance guy came in, so now we're moving on with that. So I was asking, do you have a car that has a digital readout besides your odometer and your clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so the radio station sometimes tells me what song's singing. I guess it depends on the station.
Now, yeah, that's right. Not kind of what I meant. That's not what I meant. Other information like
what?
Your speedometer. You have a digital speedometer. See, because here's the deal. Well, I know, but they're moving toward that. And there's a program called My Ford. Ford kind of took the lead in this in 2007. They've got this program called My Ford Touch, all right? And they've got it on some of their SUVs right now. But the whole thing is, this is kind of where they're going with the redesigning of the entire dashboard in vehicles. Voice recognition, five-way control pads on the steering wheel. See, what are we controlling there? Do we need to be doing that? And again, you've seen the ones where you can change the radio station, or you can increase the volume or decrease the volume,
on
or
change
the
wheel.
Track of your presets, right? Then you got your cruise control on the other side.
Yeah, we have that in our car.
Okay, and then you got the air conditioning. You can do that as well
on the steering wheel.
Yeah. So now consider.
Do that
again. Five-way control pads on the steering wheel allows you to control your in-car entertainment, the climate settings, permits personalization of the instrument. Cluster also lets you set up the Wi-Fi network in your car, which is always good. Instead of the usual array of knobs and dials and passive screens, the MyFord Touch system, dominated by a giant 8-inch touch screen with large function icons in the center and color-coded corners that you touch to switch the screen among four main functions. Now, we've got that in one of our cars, but the car has to be stopped for you to use it. Which I think is probably a pretty good idea. But then there's also a home view that you go back to so that it'll have some of the common things that you want. And, again, you can personalize that. My question is, with all this stuff going on, for instance, okay, here's another. They got twin 4-inch screens on either side of the speedometer. Doesn't this end up being a whole bunch of readouts that might distract you at some point? Oh, my God, my left front tire is going down. It bothers me that there aren't enough people who are trained to drive a car the way it is now to put a whole bunch of lights and colors down there in front of us. I think that's fraught with disaster right there, in addition to all the other things that we're trying to do, like eat our famous bowl and
put on our makeup.
Yeah, and
uh-huh.
Now, why did you have to go there? See, then you became gender specific. Well,
okay, I don't know.
For most people, you became specific.
Yeah, Chase puts a little eyeliner on in
that's
the morning.
Right.
I'm sorry, Chase. I promised I wouldn't tell.
Yeah. That's right. Thanks, Tom.
There you go.
Everybody just thought my makeup wearing days were over.
Yeah, instead, that's it. I just don't.
I mean, used to comb my hair on the way to work.
Yeah, could be that's where we're going, but that concerns me a little bit since we're distracted enough with what we have going on here. All right, I guess this bothers me but doesn't surprise me. You know, social media becomes increasingly more important in our lives because it's us. It appears unsurprising to find out that parents are creating digital presence for their children while they're still in the womb. A study published this week found that 5% of unborn children have social network profiles already. 7% have email addresses. I'm not sure. All right, on Wednesday, Bookface announced a new feature that lets you download all your stuff. That's right, the feature is called Download Your Information. it zips up your info, your emails, and when the files are ready, then allows you to download them. Bookface is also unveiling a new groups feature that lets members set up private online havens for clusters of family, coworkers, and teammates or others. No, you can't get in my cluster. Dwight, get out of my cluster. Bookface says that they will allow users to do more sharing that they don't do now. Because
Dwight, get out of my nook.
I knew
that's
you were going to play
that's
that.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
Why not?
I knew you were going to play that.
Yeah.
I was just wondering why it took so long.
Soon it'll be clustered. He had other screens open.
Yeah.
I really do. I always have about nine.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Bookface says that it will allow users to do more sharing that they don't do now because it's too annoying in the privacy issues. I don't want them knowing about this, but I'll go ahead and tell you. All right, boys, it's time for a candy personality test.
Ooh.
Like C-A-N-D-Y, not K-A-N-D-E, but, you know, they're fine folks down there.
K-A-N-D-E.
K-A-N-D-E. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Who are they?
Wait to not know your partner station.
Yeah, well,
they spell it C-A-N-D-Y,
yeah,
Scott.
Their call letters are K-N-D-E.
Yeah, I know.
There's no A in there. And you're going to wonder why Area Man is going to come in with a bent steering wheel this morning.
Sorry, Ben.
Do you have that recorded? What
yeah,
is it?
We
not
do.
Everything
not
is recorded.
Not K-A-N-D-E like our guys down the
everything
hall.
Everything is recorded, as a matter of fact.
That's
all
funny.
All right, which...
Cow, even I find that offensive.
Yeah, I know. Which candy bar best fits your personality? Is it the Hershey's Milk Chocolate, the Hershey's Crackle, the Hershey's Mr. Good Bar, or the Hershey's with Almonds?
Now, am I supposed to pick one of those based on my preference or decide which one fits my personality?
Excuse me, the last one is Hershey's Dark Chocolate. No, the one that I guess the one you like the best.
If I was to pick from amongst those,
out of
the bowl with all the miniatures?
Got the milk chocolate, got the dark chocolate, got the good bar, got the crackle.
I'd go with milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate. Mm-hmm. And wait, I have to... Hello?
All right.
Uh-huh.
What's the first? Okay, if you're talking candy, think of me as toffee, old and bitter. But anyway, what?
Go ahead.
All right. The first studio is what station?
He can't even. He's so agitated, Scott. He's having a hard time formulating the sentence.
I can't. Which direction are we walking?
We're coming from my office.
From your office,
the big one at the end of the hall, where the boss sits.
Yeah,
that one. Okay.
Candy 95. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
those call letters.
K N D E.
Good job. Okay, next up.
It's Chase's room.
No.
It's studio, on the right. Oh, no. W T A W. Yeah, you're right. Okay, fine.
Actually, the zone.
K Z N E. K Z N E. 1150.
We've only been here 16 years.
So this should be an easy one.
Or not. W T A W 1620.
Good job.
Yeah, it's our birthday.
We keep moving down. We're going to skip the production studio and go now straight to the shared studio. And that is.
I have no idea.
He has no clue.
I have no clue.
You got him now.
Starts with a K. Hey,
you're
Scott.
Kidding me.
Move in for the kill, Mr. Downs.
You're kidding me. I took Lainey when she worked for us on Candy 95 by the hand and led her down the studios and showed her that we have the names, we have the logos painted in giant, huge letters on the walls in each one of the studios.
You're kidding, do we? I had no idea. Is that why it says KAGC down there? Is that what that means? I thought that was short for something.
Did you just look that up, Scott?
No, I didn't. You just looked that up while he was talking. Gave me enough time.
Yeah, Keith walked down the hall and held up a sign.
It's KAGC, you jerk.
Okay, good.
Oh, all right. Now, don't dare take remedial work
a little later. I've got to go to Austin today, but I'll be back.
Hey, ask him what Navasota is just to find that out.
That's 1550 in Navasota.
Way to get the frequency.
KWBC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so anyway, we were doing this candy bar thing before I got so busted against the wall. And now we don't have time to do it, but that's okay. We'll do it quickly. Hershey's Milk Chocolate, Crackle, Good Bar, and Hershey's Dark Chocolate. Chase?
Milk Chocolate.
All right, and Tom? You don't care.
No. I like the Hershey's with the peanuts.
Mr. Goodbar.
Maybe Mr. Goodbar.
There you go.
Okay. All right. In a word, you are all American, Chase. You love baseball, mom and apple pie. If you like Mr. Goodbar, you're an...
You hate mom and apple pie?
Yeah, really.
You like to be an expert.
You like cricket. You hate your mother. You're all about prune cobbler.
That'd be the one. You'd like to be an expert. You gather data, and you like to play devil's advocate. If you are a crackle person, you are messy but organized, creative, optimistic, and perky. And if you like dark chocolate, you're patient, insightful, and an individual. Plus, you're reflective and curious.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm
all
so
of that
glad.
For a monumental waste of time.
Yeah.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at TogetherWeSave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
As much as we don't like it, nearly half of all first marriages in America end in divorce. How can you and your children find healing if it happens to you? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Laura Petherbridge has noted that the pain of divorce will likely be less severe for your children if you can figure out how to stabilize yourself first. She's developed 7 practical tips for parents who have experienced a divorce. Here's the first 3. To begin, find a support group that offers encouragement and teaches coping skills. You need adult camaraderie so your children aren't forced to be your comforters and counselors. Putting them in that role will only compound their pain. There are divorce support groups for kids, too. Next, communicate the truth to your children. Make it clear that they had nothing to do with the divorce and that you and your former spouse both still love them very much. And as they get older, be honest with them about the circumstances of your divorce. Third, make changes slowly. Many people want to pack up, leave town, and get a fresh start following a divorce. But it's difficult enough for children to be separated from a parent. And if they lose the familiar sights and sounds of home, school, friends, church, and neighbors, it's even more traumatic. Some of these adjustments might be necessary, but try to prevent as many as possible. I'll share the rest of Laura Petherbridge's post-divorce tips tomorrow. To see the full list and to help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Stephen, do you have those Q4 numbers?
Whoa, what are you doing?
Can't talk. Juggling every part of the business. Great. There goes sales.
Steven, you need a better way. With software and services from Sage, you'll have better control over your entire business so you can turn challenges into opportunity.
I am in control.
Right. I'll call Sage. You sweep up accounting.
Whoops.
Experience improved control over every part of your business. Visit SageToolkit.com today.
I made the switch and saved ever since.
Mark Ramirez on transferring his prescriptions to Sam's Club Pharmacy.
Low prices, $4 generics, great staff, and usually I'm in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Our professional pharmacist and team help you save time, but always have time to help.
Just on one prescription, I've saved enough to pay for my whole membership.
Try Sam's Club Pharmacy today. We promise you'll be completely satisfied, or we'll give you a $10 gift card. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. See Sam's Club for details. Savings based on refilled non-insured medication and plus discount.
Well, good Thursday morning. One more time, everybody. I'm Tom Turpinville. It's 7:51. Let's take a look at sports, and it's brought to you by Copper's Hollow, the Brazos Valley's newest nursing and rehabilitation center. Visit coppershollowcare.com. Last year, the Aggies played Arkansas in the first Southwest Classic at Cowboys Stadium, and after Randy Bullock kicked a field goal and then freshman Brandell Jackson caught that 60-yard touchdown pass from Gerard Johnson, that gave A&M a 10-0 lead. Looking good, right? Wrong. It was all Arkansas after that. The Hogs won it 47-19. Defensive back Trent Hunter remembers the game. He was asked what he learned from it.
I remember, you know, that we had a lot of mental bust. You know, they came out and they played really good football. You know, sound, they made big plays when they needed to, and we didn't turn the ball over as much as we needed to. You know, turnover is going to be a big thing for us this week.
Yeah, big plays from their quarterback who is back, Ryan Mallett. He's about as good as the Aggies will face this year. Trent Hunter says he's a challenge, but they're ready.
I mean, that's a complete offense when in regards to into the passing game. You know, they got a big 6'6", 6'7" quarterback that can throw the ball, receivers that can catch, that can all run. I mean, it's going to be a really good challenge for us this week.
Yeah, Mallett's good. Here's Mike Sherman.
I have a lot of respect for Arkansas. I mean, you watched that Alabama game and how they played Alabama. They played him pretty tough, and it wasn't until late that and Ingram that they were able to put that game away. But it wasn't by much. Arkansas played a whale of a ball game.
Kickoff Saturday at 2:30, a little bit after 2:30, actually. You can hear the game right here on 1620, simulcast on 1150 on the web. You can access it at WTAW.com. It'll be Saturday. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. The Texas Rangers broke a 9-game postseason losing streak and beat Tampa Bay Rays 5-1 yesterday in the first game of the American League Divisional Series. But all the thunder was stolen later by Philadelphia's Roy Halladay when he became just the second pitcher in baseball history to throw a no-hitter in the playoffs. He shut out Cincinnati 4-0 in Philadelphia. It was his second no-hitter of the season. He did it back in May. And then last night, former Ranger Mark Teixeira hit a two-run dinger to help the Yankees pass the Twins 6-4 in the first game of that other American League Divisional Series. In the Rangers' win, Nelson Cruz and Benji Molina each hit home runs as Texas takes back the home field advantage in this best-of-five series. They'll play Game 2 today at 1:30 in Tampa before it moves to Arlington for Game 3 on Saturday afternoon. The Yankees and the Twins will play Game 2 today at 5 o'clock. The other National League series starts tonight with San Francisco hosting Atlanta tonight at 8:30. Aggie volleyball team kind of in a funk right now since they opened Big 12 play with that home win over the Texas Longhorns. They've gone 2-3, including now two straight home losses. The latest came last night in a 5-game loss to Baylor at Reed Arena. The Aggies are now 3-3 in conference play, and they will go play first place Nebraska Saturday in Lincoln. New England Patriots are sending star receiver Randy Moss back to the Minnesota Vikings, the team that drafted him 21st overall in 1998. Moss caught 50 TD passes in just over 3 years with New England, including an NFL record 23 in 2007. The trade sends him back to Minnesota, where he played the first 7 seasons of his career. The 1-2 Vikings are in desperate need of a deep threat for Brett Favre, with Pro Bowler Sidney Rice out because of a hip injury. The Patriots say they received an undisclosed draft pick, but ESPN and Fox Sports say it was a third rounder. Moss is in the final season of a 3-year, $27 million contract and had said several times he expected 2010 to be his last season with the Pats. He did not have a catch in the Pats' 41-14 win over Miami Monday night. Moss is expected to be in the Vikes lineup when they play at the Jets this next Monday night. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:55 for Copper's Hollow. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
America's strongest advocate for our military responds to Chet Edwards' television attack ads against Bill Flores.
I'm Senator John McCain. Can I have a minute of your time? Campaigns can get rough. Nobody knows that better than I do, but the facts are still what counts. Here's the fact about Bill Flores. He's a patriotic American who's proven he's devoted to taking care of our veterans. And Bill's ideas to improve veterans' health care are exactly the same as mine.
Bill Flores and John McCain support a strong VA health care system with flexibility for veterans to get the high-quality care they deserve as close to home as possible. The son of an Air Force veteran, Bill Flores is a longtime national supporter of Wounded Warrior projects. Bill Flores will protect our veterans. Chet Edwards is protecting his own career.
Congressman Edwards, facts are stubborn things. Texans deserve better. Texans deserve Bill Flores.
I'm Bill Flores, candidate for Congress. I approve this message.
Have you noticed how the real estate market has changed over the last few years? The internet has changed everything about life, and it has really changed everything about real estate, because now you can go online to realtors' websites and you can see what kind of properties they have. You can get a good look at the properties they're marketing. Or can you? Have you been to some realtors' websites? Quite frankly, they just leave a lot to be desired. That's not the case when you market your home with Zweiker & Associates. They specialize in making sure that your home stands out above the crowd because they want you to get top dollar for your home. Things like 360-degree virtual tours. It's one thing to look at a picture. It's another thing to feel like you have walked in the room of a home. And that's what Zweiker & Associates does. That's what they'll do for your home to make sure a potential buyer gets the feel for what your home is all about. It literally can make your home come alive. Find out more. Go to Zweiker & Associates online right now. ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com.
I'm Kathy Glass, Libertarian for Texas Governor, the only one in this race who will defend our border using our own Texas State Guard. Not the National Guard, which can be nationalized, but the State Guard, which is completely under the control of the governor. If you want a secure border, I'm not just another choice for governor, I'm your only choice. Oh, our current governor talks and talks about the border, begging Washington to act. But Texans don't settle for talk, and they certainly don't beg. Texans act. If you're thinking of voting for Rick Perry, again, you know you're voting for the man you wish he were, not the man he really is. And that is a wasted vote. Don't waste your vote. Vote for the only person who will act decisively to secure our border. Vote for Kathy Glass.
Hear Kathy Glass tonight at the Bryan American Legion Hall on Waco Street. Social at 6 p.m., speech at 7.
KathyForGov.com.
Kathy, K-A-T-H-I-E. Political ad paid for by Kathy Glass.
Attention hunters and shooters. From October 8th through the 11th, the Cawthon Cartridge Club near Milliken is holding hunter prep days for all skill levels. This course will be taught by nationally renowned hunting and shooting expert Daryl Holland. Learn rifle safety, tips and tricks from Daryl, like proper rifle cleaning, drop and wind drift, establishing a perfect 100-yard zero, and receive a detailed equipment check on your rifle with your ammo. This course is completely comprehensive and a must for serious hunters. Call Steve at 1-775-772-3434 or cccshooters.com.
Oh, you got to love this. The Williamson County Republican Party over there north of Austin. Clerical error resulted in a finance report that stated $5.2 million had been spent on donuts in a single day.
Huh.
Round Rock Donuts.
Hey, they're good ones.
Yeah, that would have been...
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A new push for peace in Afghanistan. 9 years to the day after we started our war there. And the Afghan government is talking to the Taliban. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
Yes, Dave, the Afghan government says it has had low-key talks with the Taliban, but not yet with their leaders. But now even they are invited to the table. President Hamid Karzai today inaugurating a peace council that he says brings hope to ending the insurgency. Until now, Taliban leaders have said they won't talk until foreign troops quit the country. Meanwhile, today, NATO reporting an airstrike and subsequent ground raid, leaving 8 insurgents dead. Dave?
Yeah, Alistair, Pakistan's anger at NATO isn't stopping us from going after militants across the Afghan border. A suspected U.S. missile strike kills 3 more insurgents as Pakistan says it doesn't know when it'll reopen a key NATO supply route it closed because of cross-border attacks. For the fourth time in 5 weeks, fewer people needed to file for unemployment. First-time jobless claims dropped to 445,000, the lowest since July. Now, the economy's tough times appear to be hitting American suburbs harder than cities. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern details a new report live from Washington.
Once a refuge from urban blight, the suburbs are now on pace to become the new center of poverty among working-class families. That is threatening to put a strain on the economic safety nets usually earmarked for inner-city poor. A pair of studies from the Brookings Institute predict the U.S. poverty rate creeping closer to 15% in the coming years, only adding to economic anxiety for voters weeks before the midterm elections, Dave.
Jared, New York's governor and New York City's mayor have a new idea to stamp out obesity. They want to prevent people from using food stamps to buy sugary drinks like soda, similar to a cigarette or alcohol buying ban. They've handed out another Nobel Prize, this one for literature.
The Peruvian author Mario Vargas Llosa.
Llosa's 74, honored for his much acclaimed novels, plays, and essays. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Information is power.
It's valuable.
Mid-sized businesses rely on it.
Because we are the engines of a smarter planet.
We need data to be stored and secure.
We need easy access to it. From anywhere, anytime.
Introducing cloud-based backup, managed by IBM.
It provides enterprise-level protection.
Without the added costs.
That's smarter business on a smarter planet.
Services start at under $3 per user per month. Visit ibm.com/backup. Prices are subject to change by IBM without notice.
Come into the Home Depot today for stylish carpet with a lifetime stain and soil warranty. Get exclusive Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and have it installed throughout your house for just $37. You'll have gorgeous floors that are able to stay that way. We're lowering the cost of going barefoot, thanks to carpet with lifetime stain resistance. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
He's up at dawn checking on the cattle. Then he's off to Giddings, where he makes a living as a country lawyer, except on days when he's representing us in Austin. He's Tim Kleinschmidt, our state representative. Tim Kleinschmidt has lived in our district all of his life. His father was superintendent of Lexington schools, his mother a teacher. That's why Tim Kleinschmidt supported a teacher pay raise his first session, and he wants to put more money in the classroom. Tim Kleinschmidt is focused on creating jobs. He cut taxes for small businesses, and he helped stop the Trans-Texas Corridor.
I'm Tim Kleinschmidt. I'm working to create jobs, protect property rights, improve schools, and control taxes. District 17 is my home, and I want our quality of life to remain the best in Texas for my children and yours.
Working for us. Tim Kleinschmidt for state representative. Political ad paid for the Tim Kleinschmidt campaign.
Here in Kenya, the world's greatest runners are worried. The marathon won't be easy this year, one says. Jared's running. How can we compete, says another. The Subway Club. Jared trains with it.
Word's getting out. Jared's training for the ING New York City Marathon, running 552 miles this year with one of his favorites, the Subway Club. Subway, eat fresh.
ING New York City Marathon is the property of New York Roadrunners, Inc. Subway Restaurants is an official sponsor of the ING New York City Marathon 2010.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's Best Coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-terrific new Sunrise Subway Melt, made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 Breakfast Combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants, may not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M in vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Shh, listen, it's a John Deere Gator.
Check out his rugged body. Whoa, this beast has a lot of strength, too. Its powerful three-cylinder engine gives it remarkable low-end working torque, plus an optional bench seat. Be careful, it's much faster than it looks. This Gator can move up to 44 miles an hour. If you're looking for a bit of the wildlife, find this Gator at Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Get one before they're gone. Visit online at cptractor.com.
WTAW News Time, 8:07, 54 degrees right now at the studios, 85 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Navasota residents of all ages are dealing with the apparent suicide of a high school student. Grimes County investigators say at this time there's no evidence of foul play in the death of 16-year-old Callie Nutzler. Sheriff Don Sal told our partner station, Navasota News 1550, they were called to the home just before 6:30 Wednesday morning.
Our units met with two Navasota PD units and advised there was a 16-year-old female that had been shot. At about 6:34, the medics arrived from St. Joe's and began treating the individual who had a one gunshot wound to the abdomen area.
Again, that's Grimes County Sheriff Don Sal. The Navasota High School junior was a cheerleader among other activities. An autopsy will be performed. Funeral arrangements are pending. A Bryan school bus picking up students Wednesday morning was hit by a passing pickup on Leonard Road near Linda Lane. Bryan ISD Sandy Ferris says 20 students were on board, most of them headed to Mary Branch Elementary School.
We had about three students who suffered some minor injuries and were transported, and they're all doing fine now. We had parents and transportation officials who were able to pick up the children. We had a bus came and transfer bus and came and transferred kids to school. And when the students who were released by EMS at the scene got to school, they were checked by the school nurse and parents were called so that if parents wanted to take them to their family doctor, they could do that.
The bus driver was not injured. State troopers are investigating. There are new developments in the searches for two top positions at Texas A&M, one involving the provost and executive vice president for academic affairs.
Probably the second ranking position in the university, the person that sets direction in a lot of important areas. And we're excited to see what the search committee, the names that they will forward to the president. At some point when they identify, I'm not sure what the number might be because every search committee does it a little differently, of the candidates that they may want to bring to campus. They'll, kind of give us an update as a university community about where they are in the process.
University spokeswoman Sherilyn Carroll says a professional search firm and search committee are being used. Members of the search committee said Wednesday they will narrow the applicant pool next month, but the committee also invited more nominations. The goal is to submit finalists to A&M President Bowen Lofton early in the spring. Lofton also recently announced the names of the search committee that will consider candidates for A&M's next vice president of administration. The target appointment, according to the job description, is January 1st. 17th Congressional District candidates Chet Edwards and Bill Flores will be in Bryan later this month for a debate. The event is Monday, October 25th, starting at 6 p.m. at Briarcrest Country Club and brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce. You can send your questions for the candidate by emailing question@wtaw.com. You can hear the debate live right here on News Talk 1620. And the second largest gathering of scouts in its 100-year history takes place this weekend at Texas World Speedway south of College Station. 22,000 have registered so far for a scouting jamboree hosted by the Sam Houston Area Council. Easterwood Airport Manager John Happ, who chairs the council's Arrow Moon District, says more volunteers are being recruited.
We're getting volunteers from all over that have volunteered to come help. Certainly, if you're a past Eagle Scout, the only thing we require is that you be registered as a scout, and that's easy to do online with Arrow Moon. Whether you're a supervisor or scout leader, or you just want to participate, you can sign up as long as you fill out the paperwork. We'd love to have you come and volunteer.
A link to the Shack Jam website can be found by going to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 54 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com. Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
On your mark, get set, go to the 2010 Brazos Animal Shelter Wiener Fest, Saturday, October 9th at Wolfpin Creek in College Station. It's fun for the entire family, including a 5K run, costume contest, live music, kids activities, and of course, wiener races. Go to the Brazos Animal Shelter or log on to BrazosAnimalShelter.org for registration information. We look forward to seeing you October 9th at Wolfpin Creek for the 4th Annual Wiener Fest.
8:14, let's check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing.
Large high-pressure system stretching across Texas through the Gulf Coast and into the Carolinas. It's going to be responsible for all the sun that we've got in the forecast for today. Our high is going to be anywhere from 85 to 90 degrees. We're clear tonight. Lows will drop down to about 55. Sunny weather in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs are probably going to be 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 60. Sunshine Saturday. Temperatures are going to be 85 to 90 Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
813. Milton Hershey built his factory, you know, there in Hershey, Pennsylvania. But he decided he was going to do a whole bunch of other stuff because he wanted it to really be, you know, a paradise for his employees. And he built low-budget housing there. They've got an amusement park there where people can make their own chocolate and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I can remember touring the Hershey factory, in fact, when I was a little kid. We got a chance to go through and see that. And that was neat. That was all back in 1903 when that stuff started.
Scott had chocolate all over his face.
Yeah, right. Really. Little knee socks.
Dig it in there. Yeah, little knee socks.
Yeah.
They're closing the factory and laying off 500 people.
Mom washed his face with spit and
they're
clean
They're closing the factory and laying off 500 people, okay? Yeah. Did you know that Hershey's not even the largest employer in town anymore?
Really?
The Hershey Medical Center now does that. Now, they're building a new factory. They've built a new factory outside of town, and they're going to open it up. But this has obviously been a tremendous hit to the city. Now, the little story that I have here, it says the factory, the chocolate brick factory, is nestled between...
It's nestled?
Yeah, between two smokestacks.
Or is it nestled?
Yeah, it was nestled. I thought that was pretty close, though. But anyhow, yeah, Hershey's, the recession's hitting them. 500 people being laid off as they close the Hershey's factory there. So what a
goodness
shame.
Gracious.
Yeah, that's it. All right, it's 8:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Will's here this morning from the Bush Library Museum. How are you today?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on in your world over there?
Well, you know, we just opened our new exhibit last week, the Heart Truth Red Dress Collection and First Lady's Red Dress Collection.
Right. Right.
And it's a great exhibit we have going on. The whole purpose of it, of course, is to raise awareness about heart disease, especially in women, and, of course, other health-related issues as well.
Sure. Now, and we have some things continuing as far as now. The summer movie's over. Do you still do any kind of free entertainment for the family?
Well, just for you, we can do a movie tonight if you like.
Okay, good.
We can do His Girl Friday starting at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And as always, folks can come out just a little early before the movie, and we have free refreshments and other beverages and things.
Sure.
And it's a totally free event.
So, and remember, if you have folks coming into town, don't forget about this because it's a great opportunity for people to see the permanent exhibits and then the traveling exhibits you have as well.
That's right. And one other thing people might be interested in, next week on Tuesday we're having a Kettering Foundation National Issues Forum. This will be on economic security, how we can basically secure our future going ahead into the future, our economic security. Yeah.
Need to get tickets ahead of time?
No, it's a totally free event. Again, starts at 6 p.m., but we just encourage people to call ahead because seating is limited.
All right. All that information can be found at your website.
That's right, bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Very good. Thanks, Will. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the museum on Thursdays. Also, from the city of Bryan, we talked to those folks, and Alan's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
What's happening for you?
Okay. We got a couple departments that have recently won some awards.
Oh, okay.
So we wanted to promote those. We got our wastewater services, which, of course, takes care of the wastewater.
Very important things, yes.
Very important. They recently entered a contest from Hawk, and that's a wastewater equipment company, HACH.
Mm-hmm.
And they entered this little video that our communications department produced entered it in, got second place in this national competition.
Wow.
So that means they got a check for $20,000 to use on Hawk equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll help out their processes there, testing the water, making sure after they clean this water to you know, put it back out in the stream.
Well, sounds like your department kind of gets some kudos there too, right?
We did, yeah. Sean Iyer, one of our video guys, produced the video.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty entertaining look at wastewater.
Really?
So,
is that going to be available on the website?
It actually is available right now. The Hawk company is also doing a fan favorite award.
Okay.
So people can go online and vote.
Oh.
And if they win that, they get another $20,000 of Hawk equipment.
So vote early, vote often.
Vote early. Yeah, the voting runs through November.
Okay.
Right now, the City of Bryan, I regrettably have to say, is in fifth place.
All right.
So go online to our website. We've got it right there on the front page where you see the wastewater guys.
Okay.
Click on that. It sends you to the page where you can watch the video and vote.
Oh,
so,
good. All right. Bump that
and
up.
You can vote up to 10 times per IP address.
Okay,
so,
good. Get the family and friends to do that, and the City of Bryan makes some money off of
exactly.
that deal.
Exactly. Yeah, right. We could get $40,000.
Good.
So that's good stuff. Also, our downtown improvements program, which is, of course, where downtown owners, they take their buildings, they go to the city, they get matching funds, facade grants, things of that sort. That recently won an award called the Bright Ideas Program, and that's from Harvard University.
Mm-hmm.
We were one of only 9 programs in the state of Texas that won, and it's like a public works type, renovation type award. So they got honored for that one as well.
Excellent.
More information on that is on the website as well.
Good, good. All right.
Wanted to remind folks, I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago that there was going to be construction on Old Hearn Road.
Mm-hmm.
A BTU contractor's going in, replacing poles, replacing wires. That construction was delayed until yesterday. So now the Old Hearn Road is closed from yesterday until sometime in the middle of next week. And they're going to be working through the weekend. So if you live on Old Hearn Road, they'll obviously let you through. But if you're trying to travel on there, try to avoid the area, it's going to be pretty backed up.
I got you.
And wanted to mention that the Bryan Recycling Center will be closed on Monday there at the Bryan Super Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the whole parking lot is going under a renovation. They're redoing the surfacing there at the parking lot.
Okay.
So you're not going to be able to get into the recycling center on Monday. The plan is for Tuesday to be regular hours, which is 8 to 5:30.
Save your stuff then.
And then last thing,
mm-hmm.
got this all up in
you
my
do,
head.
You do. You have this on the top of your head. It's amazing.
There's
yeah.
No, there's no paper here.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Last thing, Saturday is the household hazardous waste.
Yeah, okay.
It's out there. It's not at Veterans Park, just like last year. It's at the A&M facility, which is just past Veterans Park if you're going east on Harvey out there. And just, you know, the normal stuff, the old dried up paint, electronics, things like that.
Take pharmaceuticals now, too, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they do accept those now. I think they started that last year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
More information on our website, bryantx.gov.
Got it. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
All right, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welburn Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and bugs since 1947.
Attention hunters and shooters. From October 8th through the 11th, the Coffin Cartridge Club near Milliken is holding hunter prep days for all skill levels. This course will be taught by nationally renowned hunting and shooting expert Daryl Holland. Learn rifle safety, tips and tricks from Daryl, like proper rifle cleaning, drop and wind drift, establishing a perfect 100-yard zero, and receive a detailed equipment check on your rifle with your ammo. This course is completely comprehensive and a must for serious hunters. Call Steve at 1-775-772-3434 or CCC Shooter.
All right, Cupcake Day is going on right now. It's one of my favorite places, the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. They're just past Marymount on 1179. Now, they make them, of course, fresh right there, handmade, homemade, and lots of flavors to choose from. Rocky Road maple nut, banana chocolate chip, caramel apple, cookies and cream, pumpkin, ginger carrot, maroon velvet, and more. Find your new favorite cupcake, and right now, the first 1 and 2 cupcakes you purchase are only $2 each. By the way, if you'd like something special and different for A&M game day, then go ahead and call them at 776-5123. Make arrangements. They've got lunch ideas that you can pick up there. Maybe you need some catering done. Well, the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe can help you there as well. And, of course, they can bake a cake for any special occasion. Go to the website, learn more about them, thegreenhousebakery.com, and you can stop in and see them again. They're on 1179 past Marymount. And the weather's kind of nice. You can eat outside now. They have additional seating outside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 until 2. Closed on Sunday. It's the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe.
October is Toyota Truck Month. A solid month of Toyota truck savings going on exclusively at a Toyota dealer near you. Save now on a huge selection of Toyota trucks. Tundras, Tacomas, double cabs. You'll find great incentives on all models, including special editions. It's the biggest truck event of the year. But you better hurry, because Truck Month will be gone before you know it. Toyota Truck Month, on now. Now's a great time to get the tough Toyota truck you've been wanting. Pocket $3,000 cash back on all new 2010 Tundras. Or choose rock bottom zero APR for a full 60 months. You'll save over $6,000 in finance charges. See your Toyota dealer or visit buyatoyota.com. Cashback through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.64% versus 0% with $34,000 financed. Typical amount for a new 2010 Tundra Crewmax. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 11-1-2010.
Aggie Report's a presentation of the College Station Medical Center. Hello again, everybody. I'm Dave South. The Aggie Report today features Texas A&M football. That coming up after this. A&M and Arkansas played their last game as Southwest Conference members in 91. Last year at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, they renewed that rivalry. Game 2 this year, October 9th. Aggies and the Hogs, Southwest Classic. Tickets for the game on sale. AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. It's a road trip to Arlington, A&M and Arkansas. Don't miss Aggie Hullabaloo Friday night before the game. Gates open at 7. Concert, food, and fun. Concert, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Yell practice is free that night with the gates opening at 11 p.m. All of this at Cowboy Stadium. Quarterback Gerard Johnson on the Aggie Report today was asked about his performance against Oklahoma State, how he evaluated it. Gerard.
Not good enough. You know, we didn't win the game, so contrary to whatever happened, you know, I don't think I played good enough for us. It's clear I didn't play good enough for us to win, so, you know, I wasn't happy with it, you know. So, I mean, anytime you turn the ball over that much, you're going to put your team in a unfortunate situation. You're going to put them in a deficit. So, you know, I don't think I didn't play good enough to win. Rather, I've thrown 6 touchdowns and no interceptions, and we lose by 2. I still didn't play good enough to win. So I think the key to everything is I didn't play good enough to win, and, you know, I got to try to overcome that. Football's a funny game. It's one of those things. I can't really put my finger on exactly what exactly happened as far as all turnovers. I know the last one, I probably should take a check down, you know, but I saw a hole, and I tried to anticipate him being there, and I just overshot him a little bit, but I mean, that happens. And the one prior to that is just, I mean, just the ball, there's hundreds of plays all the time where a quarterback gets hit, the ball flutters in the air and hits the ground, you know, but it didn't, and that's not really our fortune right now for whatever reason that is. But, I mean, like I said, it's a part of the game, it's a part of football, and, you know, teams go through this, and, you know, we're going through it right now. We just got to try to overcome it.
Texas A&M quarterback Gerard Johnson. Texas A&M in Arkansas, Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, 2:30 kickoff time, Saturday afternoon, 1:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. For tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets, locally 845-2311. Have soccer tomorrow night at the soccer stadium, 7:30 first kick. That will be against Baylor. That's the Aggie Report brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. I'm Dave South. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Everybody knows that you buy direct, it's the best way for you to save money, so why wouldn't selling direct be the exact same situation? Gold and silver buyers, one of the only direct-to-refiner companies in the state of Texas, that means more money for you. So before you sell your gold to a pawn shop, a jewelry store, or any other gold buyer, stop and ask, what could I have bought with that extra money that I would have received from gold and silver buyers? If you don't believe it, then bring gold and silver buyers a quote from any competitor, and they'll beat it. It's just that simple. Gold and silver buyers, has even made it easy for you with a location right here in town. They're located across from the main entrance of A&M at Walton in Texas, right next to the Bookstore Solutions and Aggie Apartment Locators, with a second location opening soon, so don't be confused by others. And remember, if you sell your gold or silver to anybody else, you've lost money. For more information, visit goldandsilverbuyers.com or call 696-2100.
I love to go searching the Texas A&M website to find stories that maybe were published or reported by other media, but I suspect not, and if so, they passed you by. There is so much going on every single day at Texas A&M that has nothing to do with sports, that does not get its own headline, much less its own section in the paper. Now, this happened this past summer. A couple of dozen representatives of the A&M Health Science Center went to the Andes Mountains of Bolivia, to what the center calls an impoverished village so removed and outcast that they were people that were not even considered humans by the country's government until the 1960s. The A&M folks went armed with basic health care in mind, health care and education to impart to the indigenous Quechua Indians of Cuisimapuco. It's a week-long trip, pure human giving, headed up by Health Science Center President and Vice Chancellor Dr. Nancy Dickey, several faculty and students from the College of Nursing, the Baylor College of Dentistry and Medicine, and the School of Rural Public Health went on this trip. Just getting there was a day-long ordeal, flying from Houston to Miami to La Paz, Bolivia, and then piling in six jeeps for an 11-hour drive to the village of Potosi province. The altitude, 12,000 feet, that's 11,700 feet higher than College Station. In the first 4 days, this group treated 400 patients of all ages, babies to seniors. You can read all about this trip taken by the Texas A&M Health Science Center folks this last summer online at tamu.edu and just click the headline. For each one of the group, especially the nursing students, they had a memorable story to come back with, like nursing student Stephanie Swindell. For her, it was aiding a young girl who had excess fluid in her mouth from not changing her gauze dressing after having teeth pulled. For nursing student Brianna Newton and Lindsay Oakle, it was the appreciation from the village leader for helping save a six-year-old boy with a persistent posterior nosebleed who would have died without their care. For fellow nursing student Laura Haig, it was being a calm presence just to a child having a molar removed. Serious things, simple things, they all had to do with the human giving of this group from the Texas A&M Health Science Center, and they're already planning next year's trip. Again, for more information on this and to read the whole story, go to tamu.edu and click on the headline. I'm Tom Turbeville, and this is a Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, attorneys at law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 8:31. It is 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Navasota high school student is dead of an apparent suicide. Grimes County Sheriff Don Sal told our partner station, Navasota News 1550. Deputies were called to a home by police just before 6:30 Wednesday morning. There they found the body of 16-year-old Callie Knutzler. She had been shot in the abdomen area.
She was immediately transported to the College Station Medical Center. CPR in progress, and investigators were summoned out to the scene. Sheriff's investigator was called out there to the scene at Choctaw, and also an investigator was sent to the College Station Medical Center. We were notified at 7:16 this morning by a physician on duty at the medical center emergency room that the individual had succumbed to her wounds and passed away.
The Navasota High School junior was a cheerleader, among other activities. The investigation at this point does not indicate any evidence of foul play. An autopsy has been ordered. Funeral arrangements are pending. It was a crashing start Wednesday morning for 20 Bryan students and their bus driver after their bus was struck by a passing pickup on Leonard Road at Linda Lane. All students on board were checked out by emergency medical professionals. Three students were taken from the scene for treatment of minor injuries. The remaining students were checked out at school by the school nurse, and school officials say parents were able to pick up their kids to be seen by family doctors. The bus driver was not injured. State troopers are investigating. Other than a name change, the job remains the same as the search begins to fill a top administrative vacancy at Texas A&M.
It was a senior vice president for administration. The title is now vice president for administration. Dr. Lofton made that decision. I think he felt like it better reflected the duties of the position. And it's not unusual for position titles to change, but the successful individual who we hire in that position will again be responsible for pretty much similar duties as the person who was in the position before.
That's University spokeswoman Sherilyn Carroll. According to the job description, the target appointment date is January 1st. Early in the spring semester, another search committee hopes to submit to President Bowen Lofton the finalists for provost and executive vice president of academic affairs. Republican challenger Bill Flores and Democrat Congressman Chet Edwards will hold a debate in Bryan. The congressional candidates have scheduled an event at Briarcrest Country Club the evening of Monday, October 25th, starting at 6. You can hear the event live here on WTAW and online at WTAW.com. You can submit your questions for the candidates by emailing question@WTAW.com. It's all presented by the BCS Chamber of Commerce. And Shack Jam is coming to the Texas Motor Speedway this weekend. Not near as rowdy as it might sound, at least we don't think anyway. It's not a rock concert. It's the second largest gathering of Boy Scouts in the organization's 100-year history. The Shack, also known as the Sam Houston Area Council, is welcoming the Scouts to Texas Motor Speedway, as we said, our Texas World Speedway, I should say. You can learn more about the Friday through Sunday gathering by going to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:34, 73 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More local news today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do the countertops in your kitchen or bath need an upgrade? Call Marble Craft today at 846-3881. Marble Craft has been bringing new life to kitchens and baths for over 10 years. Marble Craft has a vast selection of material and color choices from granite, natural marble, slate, and soapstone. Marble Craft is also a certified installer of solid stone countertops. So call Marble Craft at 846-3881 for a free estimate, or come by our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan and get inspired.
Don't miss the Hospice Brazos Valley Symposium, Thursday, November 4th at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. The symposium is free and open to the public. Actress Mary Mann will perform the original work, The Dance of Life. Keynote speaker at the symposium is Dr. Dosa, geriatrician and author of Making Rounds with Oscar. The symposium is free, but you must have a ticket to enter. Please call Hospice Brazos Valley to reserve your ticket now. Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank Bluebell Ice Cream, Texas A&M Health Science Center, College of Nursing, College Station Hilton, and the Jones Company for their support.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, I've told you before that my wife Jenny's a teacher. You gotta love them. If you don't do it right the first time, they'll make you do it over until you get it right. Works for me. Well, Half Price Books gets it right all the time with their extra 10% off everything teacher librarian discount card. Whether it's something for Jenny or her kids or me, she gets an extra 10% off her purchases all year long every time she visits Half Price Books. And during Teacher Librarian Appreciation Weekend, October 7th through the 11th, she gets 20% off her entire purchase when she renews her card. For teachers, professors, and librarians, the Half Price Books Teacher Librarian Discount card is just their way of saying thanks to some really special folks. So whether you're a teacher or not, visit Half Price Books this October and dive into the experience. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. Hurry to Half Price Books on South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. Find out more at hpb.com.
At Scott & White Health Plan, we know you may be wondering about health care reform and how it will affect you. But don't let the uncertainty keep you from applying for the coverage you deserve. Health Plus from Scott & White Health Plan provides affordable medical coverage for individuals and families. We offer a choice of plans and deductibles starting as low as $55 a month for individuals. There's no charge for preventive services, and all Scott & White Health Plans have no lifetime maximum. To learn more about Health Plus and get your free quote, call us toll-free at 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. You can also apply online at swhp.org/radio. Scott and White Health Plan. We're Texas friendly. Plans are medically underwritten and have benefit exclusions and limitations. Call for costs and complete details of coverage. $55 premium is based upon a healthy male age 29, March 1st, 2010 effective date. Safer 5,000 plan. Premiums vary based on age and gender.
8:37. Good morning. Let's do some weather brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Be an early bird. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure remain locked in across the region, and that high pressure system is going to be responsible for plenty of sunshine. We're going to be in the mid to upper 80s as we head through the afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to drop down into the mid 50s. Tomorrow we'll have more in the way of sunshine. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon in the mid to upper 80s. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows in the lower 60s. Saturday is going to be sunny. Temperatures are going to be in the mid to upper 80s Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, Forbes out with another list. Here we go. It's the most powerful women in the world.
Oprah and who else?
Yeah, no, Oprah number three.
Really?
Yeah, Oprah number three. Number two is Irene Rosenfeld. She is the chief executive officer of Kraft Foods. Please see our attorney's statements. They're friendly, warm, fuzzy people. They took over Cadbury. She pretty much engineered that deal, and so she's good at number two. The reason Michelle is number one, and they didn't list the personal worth of the Obamas. They just, what they did is they listed the worth of the country. Okay.
Well, what
is the worth of the country? Yeah, she doesn't own the country, you know? Yeah. She has made the office her own, the office of First Lady. She's made.
No, she hasn't. Yeah. She's been far, far lower profile than anyone ever imagined.
Well, now, that's because she got out there and went to Spain and spent a bunch of money. She shouldn't have done that.
That's right.
She is apparently behind the scenes shaping many of the agenda-setting conversations of the day, according to the publisher of Forbes, who I guess wants to be invited to the White House
a BFF.
For dinner. Yeah, exactly.
Either that or to passively, aggressively put the failures of this administration in the lap of the First Lady.
Wow.
Think
that's
about
pretty,
it.
That's pretty cool. Last year's winner, do you know? Angela Merkel from Germany. And she was just elected to a second term. Anyway, she was number four behind the Opster. And let's see. And Hillary is number five. So we got that. Other names that we always care about. Lady Gaga in at number seven. She earned $62 million. In the past year, according to Forbes, single-handedly reinvigorated pop music. Do we know that? And let's see. Ellen DeGeneres is 10th on the list. Good for her. The Poloster. The Poloster's on the list. Sarah Palin's in at number 16. So there you go. That's those people. So now, I haven't seen a 3D movie, especially since they went to the CGI world here. So I don't know. What do you boys think? I mean, have both of y'all seen?
Oh, I only saw Avatar.
Okay.
That's really the only one that I put glasses on for.
Journey to the Center of the Earth and Up and what was the Despicable Me?
Oh, I saw Up. I forgot that was a 3D. Yeah.
So now, of course, again, that's CG, and so that's a little bit different than live action as far as the 3D effects. I'm only asking because since you guys have done that, basically here we are with 3D television out there, and one survey says that 52% of the consumers who tried watching a 3D TV said it was a better experience than they expected, but they complained that the glasses they have to wear really does make it kind of negative to watch 3D programming. And I don't know, I mean, have either of y'all seen any 3D television programming?
No.
Only in stores, obviously.
Yeah, okay, well, all right. So what did you think?
Well, other than having to stoop and peer through the community glasses that they have right there so you can actually get the... Oh, yeah, I mean, otherwise,
sure.
What do you have? You've got a blurry screen, you're looking and going, what's wrong with this TV?
Yeah, okay,
it's 3D, sir.
Where did you do that? Did you do that here in town?
Yeah, at a micro version of a big box retailer.
Oh, okay. All right.
Our own micro version of the big box retailer offers electronics and things like that.
All right. I guess I'll wander by there sometime and look at that.
And
Well, the thing is, okay, let me ask you this. For whom mm-hmm. would you think 3D television would be most attractive?
I guess sports fans.
And
kids.
And
I don't know.
I'm thinking, and well, then if you say sports fans, who would be most sports fans?
Males.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do they have on the 3D television? They don't have a movie. They do technically have sports, but if I remember correctly, it was men's beach volleyball.
What?
And I'm thinking, in fact, I know for a fact it was men's beach volleyball. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, this is not going to make me stay longer than is absolutely necessary.
Right.
And maybe that's what they were looking for. They don't want some lurch coming
they
along.
They want people hanging around.
Leering through the glass going, this is the best looking TV I've ever seen.
Yeah. Now, where's the women's beach volleyball?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
You good?
You know, those 3D glasses?
Yeah.
My wife says I look a lot better in them.
Yeah. Just imagine.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, the story of Vanderbilt's to die for.
I know. Yeah, I understand. That's probably interesting programming for them to have put on. One would have thought maybe the lingerie bowl in 3D would have been more. But again, they want... Move along, sir. There's nothing to see here.
Yeah, there's only minimal things to see here, sir.
That's right. You'll see that. I don't know. I just I'm not sure. It sounds like
we only show that to people who put down a deposit.
You know what they need to do is they need to figure out something for 3D for ice skating. That way they can get the females interested in that. Because I mean,
well, you feel like you're getting showered with ice shavings.
I'm not sure how they do that. Do they make it a 4D where they they'll spray out little bit of snow and cold breeze at the bottom of the screen as they do the little. What do they call those? I don't know.
Axles.
Sure.
Triple axles.
That's fine. Yeah, any of that. All right. Just wondering if that was if you were whelmed, underwhelmed, or overwhelmed.
I was whelmed, bordering on underwhelmed.
Okay.
Because 3D just doesn't do much for me.
Yeah, I understand. Well, that's why I started with the movies, moved to the TV.
I go to the movies, and honestly, I get tired of wearing those ridiculous glasses because it's supposed to be one size fits all.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, and they're big, so they can fit over regular glasses.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
so you feel like Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. Right. I'm sitting here wearing bozo-sized glasses.
But people aren't looking at each other.
I don't care what I look like. I'm talking about just after a while it becomes a discomfort thing because not only the lenses are big enough to fit over any, in front of any ginormous head.
Right.
But then the temples and the eyepieces, if you will, are narrow enough so as to fit around a child's head.
Mm.
Well, I have a ginormous basketball size head.
Okay.
And it's, can't help it. Something has to hold this big brain. What can I say?
Right.
It's too easy. But seriously, it just gives you a headache after a while.
And then are they cleaned afterwards? I don't want to know.
See, now don't start asking questions like that.
Is there nose grease on there? No,
because they come to you. They're wrapped. I think they're sanitized.
Yeah,
I want to tell myself that.
Yeah, so they are. They come in a little wrapper.
So that makes it all better, doesn't it?
I'm sure it does.
They rewrap them in the bag.
Yeah, some kid's licking his fingers as he opens up the bag to put them in there. Yeah, that's awful.
Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and bug since 1947.
America's strongest advocate for our military responds to Chet Edwards' television attack ads against Bill Flores.
I'm Senator John McCain. Can I have a minute of your time? Campaigns can get rough. Nobody knows that better than I do, but the facts are still what counts. Here's the fact about Bill Flores. He's a patriotic American who's proven he's devoted to taking care of our veterans. And Bill's ideas to improve veterans' health care are exactly the same as mine.
Bill Flores and John McCain support a strong VA healthcare system with flexibility for veterans to get the high-quality care they deserve as close to home as possible. The son of an Air Force veteran, Bill Flores is a longtime national supporter of Wounded Warrior projects. Bill Flores will protect our veterans. Chet Edwards is protecting his own career.
Congressman Edwards, facts are stubborn things. Texans deserve better. Texans deserve
Bill Flores.
I'm Bill Flores, candidate for Congress. I approve this message.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
Heard the news? Something big's going on at WC Tractor in Bryan, Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota. Comes around this time every year. Yup, Value Bonanza. Start with 0% financing for up to 72 months. Rather have cash back? Done. It's your choice. So's the equipment. Take your pick of major New Holland hay and forage equipment and select New Holland tractors. From Boomer Compacts up to the T5000. They're all farm-raised and ready to work alongside of you. Get into WC Tractor in Bryan, Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota before November 13th and take advantage of all the savings. Value Bonanza. That's something big.
Hey, it's News Talk 1620, WTAW. How you doing on that gold? Set another record this morning, $1,355 an ounce. $1,355. Has traded in some places as high as $1,366. Anyhow, problem is they got jobless numbers coming out, I think, tomorrow, and there's some anticipation that it's not going to be good news. So they got that happening. So, add a story about piggy banks. Add a story about piggy banks. You know, you put your money in a piggy bank, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, doesn't that seem to indicate, I mean, what do you think about when you think about a pig? That's greed, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sloth.
Gluttony, all that stuff. So how in the world did we end up with the piggy bank as being the...
Well, it's fat and can hold more.
No, that's not.
Yeah, you can't have the chinchilla bank for crying out loud.
Actually, but the flea bank... How'd you do? I put my money in my flea bank.
Yeah. My money would fit in a flea bank.
And so, well, what happened was, back in the olden days, clay pots were made of pig, P-Y-G-G. Okay? And so you would put it in a little clay jar or something like that. And so that's really what it was. That's what the piggy bank was. And, you know, now we look at it as, piggy bank. And so they started making little piggies out of it. Aren't you glad you knew that?
Yeah, really.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Sheriff's deputy in Alabama getting gas at a service station. Motorist at the next pump walked over and asked if they had any warrants out for his arrest.
Hey, can you run my license real quick?
And as a matter of fact, the deputy said she'd be glad to check, but warned him if, in fact, a warrant popped up, she was going to have to arrest him.
Mm-hmm. And?
So he handed her his driver license. And obviously the reason that we're telling you this story,
exactly,
probably figure out that, yes, in fact, there happened to be a warrant for his arrest. His name is Matthew Kennard. He had some drug charges outstanding. Deputy did, in fact, make good on her promise. As she's taking him to jail, Matthew, riding in the back of the sheriff's car, says, "I'm probably the stupidest criminal in the world." Thank you, Matthew, for telling us what we probably already knew. ABC developing a TV show based on a popular blog. The show was based on the Awkward Family Photos blog and book. You boys familiar?
Nope.
Features funny, embarrassing, and awkward family portraits that have been submitted by readers. Once again, we find humor in the stupidity or ugliness or the imperfections of other people.
Well, and once again, and this actually goes back to an email that was sent to me by your wife, Scott.
Yes.
For our listeners out there, if you want to book the rest of your day until lunchtime and laugh hysterically, probably through the weekend,
yeah,
I have three words for you to Google.
Uh-huh.
Olin Mills greatness.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank me later.
There you are.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Warspangers. What's for lunch? Well, if you're coming to Harvey Warspangers, it's almost anything you want. Normally, every weekday from 11 to 3, we feature one of our full-size entrees and your choice of soft drink for just $6.50. During October, you choose. You can enjoy any of our weekday lunch specials, Monday through Friday. Want a banger burger, fries, and drink, but it's Tuesday and that's the lunch special for Wednesday? Not a problem. You got it. So what are you in the mood for today? Maybe our wonderful triple loader club sandwich with honey ham, smoked turkey, bacon, and cheddar and mozzarella cheese? How about a basket of the best wings around with all the trimmings? There's always my personal favorite, our patty melt with grilled deli rye, Swiss cheese, and sauteed onions. Could it be a basket of chicken fingers with Texas toast, fries, and cream gravy? Whatever you want, every weekday from 11 to 3 for just $6.50. And remember, that even includes your choice of soft drink. Okay, now it's up to you. You got to decide and let us know. The You Pick It Lunch Special, only at Harvey Warspringer's, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station. We're there in October. Special describes the food and the price.
Now is the time to shop the Urban Miller Bedroom Sale going on this month at Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off beautiful Urban Miller bedroom selections in styles like Queen Anne, American Ivy, and the number one bestseller, Arts and Crafts Mission Style. These exquisite Urban Miller pieces are handcrafted, and they're made from solid wood with special attention to all the details to ensure quality that will give you years of enjoyment. You can pick from a large selection in the store or have them custom built the way you want them. If you've been waiting for the right time to purchase bedroom furniture, well, that time is now. 10% off Urban Miller Bedroom Furniture. Amish Furniture for Generations. They're located on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center right next to Tuesday Morning. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
The moment you feel chest pain that could be a heart attack, go to College Station Medical Center. The Med has demonstrated expertise in the timely diagnosis and treatment of cardiac emergencies. And time saved is precious heart muscle saved. So in an emergency, call 911 and know where to go. Choose The Med, a nationally recognized accredited chest pain center.
Attention hunters and shooters, from October 8th through the 11th, the Coffin Cartridge Club near Milliken is holding hunter prep days for all skill levels. This course will be taught by nationally renowned hunting and shooting expert Daryl Holland. Learn rifle safety, tips and tricks from Daryl, like proper rifle cleaning, drop and wind drift, establishing a perfect 100-yard zero, and receive a detailed equipment check on your rifle with your ammo. This course is completely comprehensive and a must for serious hunters. Call Steve at 1-775-772-3434 or CCC Shooter.
I don't know that my wife ever had her picture taken in Old Mills, just so by the way. Just for the record, not sure.
Was she called to make you clarify?
No, not at all. I just, after I went to a break, I went, yeah, you know. All right, here we go. Common misconceptions. We're here to tell you it ain't so. Muscle turns to fat if you stop working out. Not true. Muscle and fat, two different things. Now, if you stop working out, your muscles get smaller, but that's it. Shaving affects hair growth. Numerous studies going all the way back to the 1920s show that shaving has no effect whatsoever on your hair growth rate. The sun is yeller. In fact, that's not true. Sun is white.
Everybody knows old is yeller.
That's it. Looks yeller because of the atmosphere scattering the light.
And old yeller died, too.
We've met an untimely end.
Right. Yeah. You only use 10% of your brain. This myth falsely attributed to Al Einstein. Fact is that no area of the brain has been found that doesn't have some function out there. And the tongue has taste zones. Not true. In reality, most everybody can detect the five basic tastes equally everywhere on the upper surface of your tongue. And Twinkies have a long shelf life.
Duh.
Twinkies are
better.
Twinkies, baked primarily of flour, sugar, and eggs, for real goodness, in 25 days, they get stale. So just remember that, like any other bread product. And would this surprise you if I told you that the average baseball game includes as little as 14 minutes of
real action,
actual playing time.
Yeah. Sometimes less.
That's true. Well.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact,
Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M in vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Fall is in the air, and that means flu season is here. Now through the end of October, University Pediatric Association is hosting a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. Traditional flu shots and the flu mist nasal vaccine are available for the entire family, and no appointments are required. Help your family stay healthy this year by getting your flu shots early. For specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Couple of minutes till 9, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Don't forget, we're going to have the candidates forum between the incumbent Chet Edwards and Bill Flores. It'll be from the Briarcrest Country Club on October the 25th. We'd invite you to be out there live, and you can email us questions if you want to, question at WTAW.com. On this date in history,
I love this part,
1952, American Bandstand debuted on a Philadelphia TV station. A little bit before that, in 1868, Dick Clark was born. No, Cornell University was inaugurated in Ithaca, New York. Mm-hmm. I watched some Cornell football last week. That was kind of entertaining.
Why?
Because it was on.
They were playing Bucknell, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Matter of fact,
I watched a couple of downs of it.
Nothing like 22 slow white guys out there.
Yeah, Andy was watching, too.
Yeah, 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America adopted that film rating system. This in 68. In 82, Cats opened on Broadway. And went until the year 2000. Fox News Channel made its debut this date, 1996. And in 2003, California voters kicked out that Gray Davis guy, and Arnold was elected governor. All right, 45 seconds.
Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon is going to be shortened to 6 hours.
Oh, my.
From its normal 21. Jerry Lewis caught a dragon at the end of 21 hours. So they did that. They just think they'll get bigger stars and actually make.